This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, 1490 AM. Streaming and on demand at WESB.com. And streaming live on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. Live from Bradford's Parkway Field, here's Mark Irvin.
Good evening, Owl fans, and welcome to a chilly Parkway Field here in Bradford. And joining me tonight, as always, is going to be Flynn Irvin. Flynn, as we sit here high up in the press box enjoying senior night for the Owls, the Owls are hosting Cowdersport Falcons tonight. Bradford at 2-6 on the season, Cowdersport coming in at 3-4. And I'm sure you did your due diligence about what to expect this week. And take it over, Flynn. What do we got to look forward to?
Well, right now we're nearing the end of the season. We've got this game. We got next week. I think right now in the season we're past the point of trying new things, making different adjustments. I think this game for both teams is going to be about trying to fall back on what was successful in our wins. You know, like as you said, Cowdy with 3 wins on the year, us with 2. I think right now you need to look back at the film from those games, what was successful, or even some of the losses, and just seeing what plays, what formations, even what personnel was successful, and trying to throw together a game plan out of that to just try to find something positive to take to the end of the year.
Yeah, and Bradford seems to have struggled with the Wildcat formation when teams come out with that. And from what I understand, Cowdersport likes to run that quite a bit. So it's going to be key for the Owls' defense to be able to pick that up, recognize that, you know, stuff the gaps, stay in their lanes, and so they can hopefully put a stop to that. But also they have a pretty decent receiver on that Falcon roster as well.
Yeah, our defense really needs to be able to make adjustments, whether that's our captains on the field or the coaches up in the box. We need to be able to watch because this team from Cowdy, they have, as you said, a great receiver. They have a great passing game, but they also have a balanced run game. And as you said, they do run that wildcat and some jet sweeps to that same receiver every now and again. So it's something that our defense is going to need to take notice of and be able to adjust and shut it down if we have, you know, any plans to keep this game close.
All right, Flynn, thank you for the information. And I'd be amiss if I did not mention our 5 seniors that we have this year, as it is, in fact, senior night here at Parkway Field. So if I may take a moment, our 5 seniors are Talon Reese. He's our quarterback, as you know. Carter Cawley, who he's listed as wide receiver and defensive end, but we've seen Carter all over the place this year. Malachi McCormick is also a senior this year. I've been watching all these kids since their Fretz days, you know, 7th grade. So pretty cool to see them up here all the way. And our final 2 seniors this year, Evan Whitmore, who has just been an absolute blast to call games that he's been involved in because he's just an animal out there. And who I think has a shot at maybe team MVP this year, John Jasper.
I agree.
John, our center, and we were talking about it earlier when we were down talking to some of the fans and coaches and such. We've seen John have 3 missed snaps, and that includes that rain game all the way down in Montauk there where he's been virtually perfect all year. So John making a big effect here on the team. So Bradford's got Cowdersport here tonight for senior night, and then finishing up the season next Friday night, we'll be up in Kane, which I'm very much looking forward to, not only because of the game itself, Flint, but we get to eat good while we're up there, my friend.
Now I'm excited.
I'm excited for you to experience it because it's something else. I mean, don't get me wrong. We're going to leave her a little early and stop and grab a few hot dogs on the way in. But nonetheless, we will, in fact, be there. So as senior night festivities continue here, is not only the football players being honored, but also the band, color guard, and cheerleader. And unfortunately, I do not have their names to give you. I was only privy to the football players' information. So, Flynn, back to football and the game that we got coming up. The Owls, obviously, are going to want to finish strong. They can walk out of here with a 4-6 record at the end of this year if they win the next 2, which matches the prior season after such a long winless drought. What do you expect from the Owls tonight?
Right now, I expect us to lean heavily in the passing game. Talon Reese is the leader of that offense through and through. He has the ability to make throws. He also has the ability to scramble out of the pocket and pick up the yards himself if he needs to. I think we need to lean on the passing game, but we need to set up the run game first. We need to get going in the run game early and do what we did against Smithport our first couple drives. We had that game plan where we were running the ball up the middle, but we were also letting Talon make those quick short passes and letting our receivers run. And as we saw later down the line, their defense began trying to stop that, and that's what opened up the deep passing game, the 70-yard passing touchdown to Logan Kohler, some of the deeper passes down the field to Enzo Elio. I think we need to lean on the run game, get it going early and heavy, and that'll open up the passing game for us and let Talon do what we know he's capable of.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'd also like to see him get the ball in the hands of some of their playmakers. Enzo Elio, his speed out there, he might be just as fast or faster than Logan Kohler, so I'd like to see the ball in his hand. Carter Cawley's gotten a few. Caden Keeshier, he's made some moves up there. Also, defensively, for me, I'd like to see Mr. DeCasper out there, Matthew DeCasper. Matthew just a junior for us, but he seems to be just a spark plug on defense out there.
And Lucas Wallace as well, last game had himself quite a game, a couple touchdown-saving open field tackles.
Yeah, for sure, and not only did he perform well on defense, but they actually put him in at quarterback, and he did really well out there. I mean, we have to keep in mind, Lucas is only a freshman, and to be out here, you know, the bright lights, the big crowds, I mean, it's got to be nerve-wracking. So we're going to step aside for a moment as we get ready for the national anthem here at Parkway Field. We'll be back here in just a couple of minutes for me and Flynn and get the starting lineups and opening kickoff. You are listening. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big-screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket. And enjoy their new Sunday special, a medium pizza and a dozen wings for just $22. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to reserve a date for your holiday get-together. You'll always have a great time at the Family Bar with the Car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
Dr. Tejera and his staff at Allegheny Vein and Vascular are committed to helping you maintain your quality of life by treating the source, not just the symptoms.
I had swelling or edema in my lower legs. I had continuing ulceration in my inner ankle, which led to the pain and difficulty, you know, daily tasks, walking, being able to exercise like I should be able to.
After just one visit, Dr. Tejera suspected she had May-Thurner syndrome, a compressed vein that doesn't allow blood to flow out of the leg. After a diagnostic ultrasound, he performed a simple 20-minute procedure that fixed the problem.
Within weeks after the stenting, I had complete healing of my ulcers and much better quality of life. I was able to get through the day without relying on over-the-counter pain medications, taking breaks. I don't remember the last time I felt so good.
Specializing in vascular disease for over 17 years, Dr. Bob Tejera provides his patients with exceptional care that's close to home. Call Allegheny Vein and Vascular in Bradford, 814-362-8490.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of Bradford Owls football. Let's go, Owls!
98 CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. Joining Flynn with me here tonight as he just gave us a rundown for what he expects for the game. And Flynn, again, thank you so much. You really do your due diligence watching film and getting stats every week from a multitude of sources. So nice job on that if I haven't told you before. So onward to the game as Bradford just came out to a pretty loud roar from the crowd here as it's a chilly night here at Parkway Field. But I'm expecting an entertaining game, Flynn. It'll be nice not to have a blowout like we've experienced, unfortunately. But I think we're going to be in for a good, entertaining game, and these teams are going to match up well.
I definitely think it's going to be a much more competitive game than we've had the last couple of weeks. But it's, like I said, it's a matter of adjusting on both sides of the ball, whether our defense can adjust. So, they're, as you said, the Wildcat, they have a good passing offense. They have a good rushing offense. They have a great balanced defense. They have a couple sacks on the year, a couple interceptions on the year. I think this game is going to come down again, like I said last week, to just being able to adjust, being able to, you know, point out the things that they're running, trying different formations that we've had success with earlier in the year, and just being able to put together a game plan out of the successes we've had all year.
I couldn't agree with you more, Flynn, and there has been successes, contrary to what we see in our record, and I know the points for to points against are extremely lopsided, but we've really played some juggernaut teams this year, which have really, you know, brought it to Bradford, and I think some of those teams, what they were trying to do is, you know, get up on that on 35 points on Bradford, get that mercy rule into effect, and try to get out of here, because, as you know, a couple of these drives are a couple-hour drive, so we're faced with that. But I expect Bradford tonight, being senior night, a good week of practice by all counts. You know, a bunch of kids in the barbershop this week talking about it. I think, if anything, that little bit of extra motivation is going to carry us over the top and get us a win tonight.
And these last two games, this week and next week, are both very, very winnable games, and I think that adds a little bit of extra motivation to this as well. These kids knowing that they, not that they don't always have the feeling we're going to win this game, but, you know, these games mean a little bit more with how evenly matched we are with both Calidasport and with Kane next week.
So an interesting thing, I'm watching down on the field. I haven't noticed this until this game right here. The referees are actually checking the pressures on the game balls. That's I haven't noticed that this year. So that's a first, I guess. Kind of surprising at this level of sports, but I guess anything can happen here. Is the Bradford band entertaining us with the alma mater? We're going to be having the coin toss here momentarily and kick off just a few minutes away. I want to see Bradford get the ball in the hands of playmakers. And by playmakers, Logan Kohler, for one, I mean his speed, Enzo Elio. Nick DeGoyer's done fantastic when he's gotten his chance in there. And we can't forget that we have two really strong running backs that are only sophomores, that being Brody Havlin and Tommy Langdon. So I'd like to see Bradford be able to, you know, get those guys rolling, get the ball in their hands, you know, air it out a little bit to Logan. You know, just Talon's got a strong arm. Just put it out there and see what he can do. You know, get it out there for Logan to run down.
And I think we have to have some faith in our defense as well when it comes to that. We're airing the ball out, taking some chances. Have some faith in your defense to maybe we have a little bit riskier game plans, you know, throwing it deep on first down, throwing it deep on third and long, doing something other than you know, screen passes on long plays that you know you might not get the third down, it'll lead to fourth down. Just taking some chances, like you said, throwing the ball deep to Enzo, throwing the ball deep to Logan Kohler. They've got the speed. They've got the ability to make plays. And those running backs, like you said, Tommy Langdon, Brody Havlin, they're both over 20 yards rushing on average per game.
So our captains are headed out for the coin toss. Our captains tonight being Blake Callahan, Jacob Abers, Talon Reese, and Evan Whitmore. We're going to step aside for a moment with a coin toss, and we'll be right back with the opening kickoff. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, Gleason Construction, Donovan's Towing, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, Kinjerski Insurance, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as the Owls, in fact, did win the toss and have elected to receive to open up the game here. Deep for the Owls is going to be Logan Kohler, standing back about his 12-yard line. Also out there with him is Jordy Thomas, who Bradford missed last week while he was away. And I believe that's Caden Keshier over on the far sideline is Cotto Support is going to be kicking from the school side to the creek side, which would be from left to right on your radio dial. One thing I noticed, those captains came out of there fired up. They're ready to go. I seen Andrew Giordano run right down the line of players, you know, pumping everybody up. So it looks like the Owls are ready to go, Flynn.
Yeah, I agree. Like what you mentioned earlier with senior night, you know, nearing the end of the year, a little extra motivation on this one.
So into kick for the Falcons is going to be Caleb Wonderly. He gets the ball off and he kicks it down. Kohler gets it about the 20, takes off right at the middle. He's got a wall of blockers across the 40, out near midfield before being brought down. So an excellent return by Logan Kohler is going to give the Owls great starting field position here, Flynn. So it's going to be first and 10 from... Looks like they're going to mark him about the 48-yard line.
Yeah, a great return, good start to this. Give us good field position on our first drive, and hopefully we can get on the board here and get it going early.
And quickly, before we get going here, our first quarter contestant for the Togies Touchdown Sweepstakes is going to be Kim Spinetti. So, Kim, if you win the Owls score, you get a free value pack meal from Togies Family Restaurant. If the Owls fail to score, you get a lunch special from Togies Substation. Talon Reese in shotgun formation sends a man in motion. He's dropped back, looking to pass. He's rushed out of the pocket, heads towards the far sideline. He's got positive yards, just makes a move on one guy, gets first down yardage before being pushed out. So about a 12-yard run there for Talon Reese Flynn. So a nice opening play for the Owls.
And it was like we mentioned before, he has the ability when there's QB pressure like that and he's hurried, he's got the ability to get out of the pocket and make a move.
Yeah, he uses his legs well, and also his ability to throw on the run is exceptional. So Talon again in shotgun formation, joined by Brody Havlin, takes a snap. There's the handoff to Havlin. Havlin breaks across 40 down to near the 35, and he loses the ball. And from here, it looks like Cottersport may have come up with it. In fact, they did. Havlin was nearing the first down marker, but was hit pretty hard, and the ball spilled onto the field and was recovered. I'm not sure of a player for Cottersport, but it's going to be the first turnover of the game. So we're going to flop the field around here as the Owls will now go on defense. 11:40 left to go here. Still a scoreless game as we've only a few seconds into the game. Quarterback John Wright for Cottersport is in shotgun formation. He's got two guys on either side, one being Danny V. Wright drops back, passes out on a screenplay. It is caught by Christian Dreskel before being brought down by a combination of Evan Whitmore and it looked like
Jacob Abers
in there. Yeah, so just a short gain is going to bring up a second down and 8 as the ball's marked on the near hash mark here. Cottersport working from left to right. Bradford, I'm sure, is happy to have Jordy Thompson back this week, Flynn, as Jordy was in the Super 32s, a national wrestling tournament last weekend. And there's the snap and the handoff to Danny V. Danny just gets 1 or 2 yards before being brought down. Looked like Tommy Langdon and Evan Whitmore in on the tackle for the Owls. And also, is that Keyshore or, nope, Cauley out there. So Carter Cauley getting in on the action. That's going to bring up a 3rd down and 5 from the 38. For the Falcons as they break their huddle.
Run defense looking good in the first two plays. I'd definitely be watching for a pass here.
Yeah, the Owls remained fired up even after dropping, you know, losing that ball to a turnover. There's the snap. There's a handoff. This time it's to Christian Dreskel. Dreskel pushes forward, but he's brought down. It looks like he's going to be 2 or 3 yards short of the first down. As I believe that was Whitmore again in on the tackle. So that's going to bring up a 4th down and,
looks
or
like
excuse it. Me, it's going to be 3rd and 5. Yeah, it's going to be 3rd down and 5 for, God, nope, where is the?
That penalty results in a
counter sport
first down.
Oh, there was a penalty.
Okay, there was a penalty. So that's going to give the Falcons a first down. So it's going to be 1st and 10 from about the 46. There's another handoff. Dreskel takes the ball, makes a spin move, makes a second spin move before getting hit hard by number 13 for the Owls.
Nick DeGolier.
Nick DeGolier. We're going to have to keep that one in mind because he laid the boom on that one, Flynn.
I'm still concerned about that penalty. I didn't even see.
I didn't see a flag.
I didn't see a flag. Nothing. I didn't see a signal from the ref. I must have missed that one. Face mask.
So I believe it was a face mask is what we're being told here. Cowdersport, second and four, now on Owls territory at the 48. Right in shotgun formation. Takes the snap. He's looking to throw. There's a bubble screen and it's complete to Driscoll again. Driscoll gets by one, but brought down by
Matt DeCasper.
Matt DeCasper. So DeCasper getting another start tonight, 2 weeks in a row, and it's always good to see him out there. He's fun to watch him play. But that's going to give Cowdersport a third and just 1 yard now for a first down. So third and one from the 45, clock near 9 minutes to go here in the opening half.
And it's nice to see a lot of our different defensive players getting involved here, a bunch of different tackles from a bunch of different players here, spreading out the wealth here on the tackles.
For sure. Right again in shotgun formation, sends a man in motion, takes a snap. There's another handoff to Driscoll. Driscoll bounces to the far sideline, but gets the first down, but is brought down right after. Looked like a whole parliament of Owls out there. Evan Whitmore was in there. Jake Abers was in there. Jordy Thompson was in there. So, like I said, a whole parliament of Owls able to bring them down, but not before they get another first down. So it's going to be first down and 10 now for the Falcons from the 42-yard line as they're getting just little chunk yards, but it's enough to get to move the chains.
Yeah, they're relying on the run, and there's a little screen passes behind the line here, and it's successful for them. We need to make some adjustments on that.
Right, and shotgun again, takes a snap, hands off again to Drexel, and he is blasted. That's by number 57 for the Owls. That's Sean Ward. Flynn, we're going to have to keep that one in mind as well. I'm actually surprised that young man got up because he got hammered.
That was quite the hit.
Wow.
That was one that you could hear and feel from up here.
Yeah, so Sean Ward coming in and just laying a punishing hit down. So that's going to give Falcons now second and 12 from the 44. Wright takes a snap, another handoff to Danny V. Danny V swings out wide to the near sideline, but he's hit and brought down near midfield. Evan Whitmore laying down another Owls hit. I'm not sure what got into these guys, Flint.
Everybody is
Lord.
Fired up, and you can see it on the sideline, and you can see it on these kids after every tackle. They are hopping up and flexing and hyping up the sideline and the crowd. There is a different energy right now on this field.
Yeah, that's excellent. Fun to call, fun to watch. That's going to bring up third and 16 now from the 49 for the Falcons. Right shotgun formation again. Flanked by Christian Driscoll. Wright looking to pass. Got a man downfield, but it's tipped away by Nick DeGoyer to bring up a fourth down now for the Falcons. So, you know, the defense was bending there a little bit, Flynn, but they definitely did not break, and they really put up a front there the last three plays.
And like I said, the energy right now on the field is just different. These boys are hyped up. They're ready to go. That was a beautiful. You know, we started off a little slow, giving up some of those chunk yards on the short plays, but great job to stand up and, you know, make them lose 6 yards here on this time around.
Falcons, in fact, are going to punt at 4th and 16 here. Danny V in to do those duties for the Falcons as Logan Kohler is deep. The kick is off, and it's going to bounce out of bounds. Looks like it's going to go out about the, oh, I'd say about the 12, 13-yard line right in that. They're going to mark it a lot closer. So it's going to be first down and 10 for the Owls from that 18-yard line. So 7:12 left to go here in the opening quarter as the Owls just received the ball after a punt by the Falcons. Owls got trips to the far side of the field as Talon Reese is in shotgun. The ball marked on the near hash mark. Owls going from right to left. Trips on one side, doubles on the near side. Reese looking to pass, gets the throw off. He's looking for Jordy Thompson. Thompson wide open at about the 33, and he comes up with the catch before stepping out of bounds. So an excellent touch pass there for Talon Reese.
And I'm not sure what they did there with the formation, but somehow they got Jordy wide open on the right side of the field.
Yeah, there was nobody within 10 yards of him anywhere there. Unfortunately, Jordy's momentum carried him right out of bounds. But nonetheless, it's going to be first and 10 Owls from the 32. Reese again in the shotgun, flanked by Langdon and Havlin. Falcons showing blitz. Reese mishandles the snap, but he's able to bring it back in, but he's been brought down by, I think that's Danny V. Danny V, in fact, did bring Talon down for a huge loss. Talon's lucky to come up with that ball. It was a little bit of a high snap, but Talon able to handle it, but not before he was hit after taking one step. So that's going to bring up a second and 20 now for the Owls, so a 10-yard loss on that play. Reese, again in shotgun formation, sends a man in motion. Reese takes a snap, looking to throw, drops back. Nothing there. He steps up. Nothing there. He rolls out to the near sideline, still looking downfield. He's got nothing there, and he's pushed out of bounds about the 20-yard line. There's another nice defensive play by the Falcons.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on in the offensive line right now, whether it's just we're not being physical enough or if this defensive line is just kind of switching it up on them right now, but right now they're getting in there, and they're getting in there quick on Talon Reese, not having the time to throw the ball or get out and escape.
Yeah, Caldersport doing a nice job of showing blitz by their middle linebackers, and then one backing off and one, in fact, going in. So the Owls need to pick up on that. But here we go, third down 22 from the 20. Talon in shotgun formation. Trips to the near side, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looking downfield, lets the ball go. He's got a man wide open. That's Keyshore. Keyshore catches it at the 45, to the 40, to the 30, down to the 20, down to the 15-yard line before being tripped up. So a huge gain by the Owls there. Talon Reese to Caden Keyshore to flip the field over for the Owls. Just an excellent throw there, Flynn. How many yards you figure that
65.
Was? 65 yard completion from Reese to Keyshore.
And that's exactly what happens when we give Talon the time to throw.
Reese already set to take the snap. He's in shotgun, trips to the far side. It's his first and 10 from the 15. Reese delayed handoff to Langdon. Langdon breaks one tackle, busted out to the far sideline before being brought down about the 5-yard line. He's going to be close to a first down. Looks like they're going to mark him just shy of that. So looks like it's going to be second and one now for the Owls from the 5-yard line. As the clock nears 5 minutes to go. And again, our Togies touchdown sweepstake contestant for the first quarter is Kim Spinetti. So, Kim, if the Owls score here, you get a free value pack meal from Togies Family Restaurant. Reese in shotgun formation takes a snap. There's a handoff again to Langdon. Langdon right up the middle, and he's in a pile, and they're pushing him forward. He's got to be close to the end zone, but a first down nonetheless. In fact, it is going to be first and goal now from the 1-yard line as Tommy Langdon was able to get 4 tough yards there for the Owls.
And a great job from the line there, too, when he got stopped by the defense, jumping in and pushing him to get a couple extra yards there.
And as we mentioned in pregame, both our sophomore running backs are just flat-out tough kids, that being Tommy Langdon as well as Brody Havlin.
And they just run angry, and they fight for those extra yards, even if it's just a little bit on any down.
Reese, shotgun formation, sends Langdon in motion. Reese drops the snap but falls on top of it. So the Owls going to lose a few yards there, but still deep in the red zone is it's going to be. It's going to bring up third down and goal now from the 9-yard line. So, again, as I was saying earlier, our Togies touchdown sweepstakes contestant this quarter is Kim Spinetti. Kim, if the Owls score here, you get a free value pack meal from Togies Family Restaurant. If the Owls do not score, you still win free lunch special from Togies Substation. Talon Reese, again in shotgun formation. Looks like he's going to switch up the coverage a little bit, his blocking scheme. He's got DeGoyer on his left, Havlin on his right. Takes a snap, looking to throw. He's got a man open down there, and just out of the outstretched hand to Logan Kohler on the far pylon. So that's going to bring up a fourth down and 9 for the Owls, as I see Reese jogging off the field here. So I imagine they're going to send Keyshore in for the field goal. And Flynn, this is well within Caden's range. As I was watching him pregame, he was hitting 35-yarders with ease, so Kohler looks like he is going to be the holder for Keyshore. It's going to be a 20-yard attempt here for the Owls. The snap's good. The kick is up, and it is good. Bradford taking a 3-0 lead here in the opening quarter over the visiting Cowdersport Falcons. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Are you stuck in a rut and can't move? Literally? Car won't start or have a flat tire? If you've ever answered yes to any of these questions, have no fear. Donovan's Towing is here. Donovan's Towing has been the greater Bradford area's go-to towing company for many years and many more to come. All drivers are Wreckmaster trained and are available 24-7 for towing, jump starts, gas delivery, and tire services. Find Donovan's Towing on Facebook. Don't mess with the rest. Call the best. Donovan's Towing.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Parkway Field as the Owls have just taken a 3-0 lead over the visiting Cowdersport Falcons. 3:23 left to go here in the opening quarter. Keyshore, who just kicked the field goal for the Owls, a 20-yard field goal, is in to kick for the Owls. Deep is Danny V. And there's an onside kick by the Owls, and then Bradford may have came up with that. Waiting for the signal here. Nobody expected that, including me, when I was looking downfield.
I don't think anybody on the opposite side did.
It is Bradford's football. They did recover the ball. So the Owls with a sneaky, sneaky onside kick that is successful. That put a charge in not only the crowd, but also the Owls out there, Flynn.
And it's just like we've been saying the past couple plays, the energy on the field right now with these kids is just different.
So the Owls are going to take the ball over. It's going to be first and 10 from the Falcons' 48-yard line as the offense is headed out on the field, and you can feel the excitement out there.
And hopefully we can keep this motivation going, have some success on offense here, start putting a big lead up.
So ball marked at on the far hash mark, 48-yard line. Reese and shotgun takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looking to throw. He's got a man open downfield. It looks to be Logan Kohler, well-defended and just over the outstretched hands of Kohler, incomplete. So that's going to bring up a second and 10 now for the Owls from the 48. 3:13 to go here in the first quarter. And Flynn, like you mentioned earlier, you expected the Owls to take some deep shots, and they have so far. We'll see if that's going to open up, you know, those short, quick passes or even the run game for the Owls.
And it surprises me because usually you would go the other way around with trying to set up the run game and the quick, short passes to set up those long passes. But if we're having success with the long passes, might as well stick with it and, you know, like you mentioned, take some risks.
Reese, again in the shotgun formation, takes the snap. There's a handoff, but hit immediately. Tommy Langdon, as soon as he touched the ball, he was hit pretty good. And I believe he actually dropped it there, Flynn, but was able to fall on top of him, but going to be about a 5-yard loss for the Owls. So a nice job by the Falcons showing blitz, and the Owls just were unable to pick it up that time.
And their defensive line for Cowdersport has looked really well so far. We definitely need to make some adjustments on the offensive line or try to run some screens to use that blitz against them.
So 3rd and 16 now from the 46. Reese alone in the backfield. He's got trips to the near side. Reese takes a snap, looking to throw, rolls to the near side. He's flushed out of the pocket, near in the near sideline, looking downfield. He gets the ball off. He's just throwing it away to get rid of it before taking a sack. So actually a smart play on Talon as he gets up limping a little bit, but still walking off under his own power there. So that's going to bring up 4th and 16 now for the Owls as they send their punt unit in. Danny V is going to be deep for the Falcons. And I believe it will be Brody Havlin in to kick for Bradford. Danny V standing at his own 20-yard line, whereas Havlin's about the 35. They're on the far hash mark. There's the snap and the kick. Another, wow, beauty. Danny V called for a fair catch, but then let it bounce. It hits about the 20-yard line, but is touched down at the 22-yard line by Logan Kohler. So as the teams switch around, we'll take a quick break. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as Falcons working quickly as quarterback Wright took the snap and attempted to complete it to Danny V on the far sideline, but it fell incomplete to bring up second and 10 for the Owl or for the Falcons. And a real quick congratulations to Kim Spinetti. Kim, the Owls did score, so you win a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. Congratulations again, Kim. Wright, back in shotgun, looking to throw, gets the ball out. He's got a man open. It's Danny V, but he's hit hard by Enzo Alio to pop the ball out and incomplete. Flynn, this Owls team is putting down some hits tonight.
And they've just been physical, both on the line, our linebackers, our defensive backs there. This is something that we've needed all year, just our defense to step up and be physical and lay the boom on these hits.
So 2:03 left to go in the opening quarter. The Owls up on visiting Cowdersport 3-0. And a couple nice defensive plays so far to open this drive. So it's going to bring up 3rd and 10 now from the 18 for the Falcons. Wright takes a snap again, looking to throw. Being rushed out of the pocket, rolls out to the far sideline, chased out of bounds by Lucky Giordano. But if you notice, that was Evan Whitmore who busted right through the line on a linebacker blitz there to set that play in motion. So
that was a wonderful job to get in the backfield there and pressure him, not be able, you know, not let him get to his reads and make a deep throw there. He had a couple receivers going deep.
Wright is close to a first down, but he's going to be about 2 yards short. But it looks like Falcons, in fact, are going to go for it. They're going to officially mark it at the 27-yard line. So 4th and 1 now for the Falcons. No, Flynn, they in fact are going to punt, but the Owls don't have anybody deep. So the Owls not expecting them to punt either. Is
the play clock, too.
Yeah, Jordy Thompson drops back. And then it is in fact a fake as Danny V comes to the near sideline, then cuts it back inside. He's definitely got the first down across the 40, across midfield, down to the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10. And Danny V is into the end zone, and we've seen a obvious block in the back out there, Flynn, but I don't see any flags on the field. That's pretty incredible. But here we go with, that was about a 78-yard, 72-yard, in fact, fake a punt successful for Cowdersport as they were just 4th and 1, but Danny V able to take it to the house, and the Falcons take the lead 6-3 over the Owls. Going for two, right under center, takes a snap. There's a handoff. It's going to be real close, but I don't think he got in. In fact, he did not get in, as Tommy Langdon was able to stop him just short of the goal. So as we currently set with 1:38 left to go here in the first quarter, the Falcons have just taken a 6-3 lead over the Bradford Owls. Flynn, nobody expected. The Owls didn't even send a kick returner out there for that. They just had Jordy Thompson drop back from his linebacker position to receive that. And then, in fact, Cowdersport did fake the punt, as was almost expected, and just a couple nice moves by Danny V to finally get himself to the far sideline and take it to the house.
And you have to give credit where credit's due. It was a good play call. I think the formation kind of confused our defense. As you said, we didn't have anybody back deep for a punt. We had our regular defense out there, and then seeing him back deep, we expected the punt, tried to make adjustments, and then the fake punt just caught us off guard. He was able to break off a couple tackles. Just a good play on their part.
So deep for the Owls again is going to be Logan Kohler. Also Jordan Thompson, Caden Keyshore deep as well. Caleb Wunderlich a squib kick, and it gets down to Keisher. Keisher drops it, but it's picked up by Thompson. Thompson up the far hash mark. He cuts it out to the far sideline, down to the 45, about the 46 before being brought down. So the Owls, again, going to start with good field position here.
Yeah, doing well on the receiving end of the kick so far this game.
So first and 10 for the Owls from their own 45, 1:29 left to go here in the first quarter. And again, if you're just joining us, the Falcons just recently, a few moments ago, took a 6-3 lead over Bradford here. So Bradford ball lined up on the far hash markers. They're working from right to left. Talon Reese and check on sends a man in motion, looking to pass. He dumps it across the far sideline. It's caught by Logan Kohler. Kohler across midfield, across down to the 30, down to the 20, down to the 10. Touchdown, Owls! Logan Kohler with a 55-yard touchdown from Talon Reese to give the Owls the lead back. So quick strike there for the Owls, and Flynn, that kid is an absolute missile out there.
And it's exactly as I was saying last drive. You know, if they're going to blitz us, we need to take advantage of that and run the screens, run those deep passes right there. We ran the screen to Logan Kohler with his run after the catch ability, with his speed. All you got to do is get the ball in his hands, and something like that can happen every single time.
And I don't think he was even touched out there.
Not once.
Keyshore is in to kick the extra point for the Owls. Kohler to take the snap. Snap's good. The kick is up, and the kick is good. The Owls take a 10-6 lead over the visiting Cowdersport Falcons. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as the Bradford Owls have just taken a 10-6 lead over visiting Cowdersport here in the first quarter of play after a 55-yard touchdown strike from Talon Reese to Logan Kohler. And Flynn, like you said, let's get some quick passes in there to our playmakers and see what happens.
Yeah, and their defensive line has been really good about pressuring Talon Reese so far, so using that screen against them was a great idea, and it worked perfectly.
So Owls kick off, Keyshore kicks off, and it's a kind of a flip kick down there. And it was picked up by Connor Van Wagenen, but he was brought down quickly. I believe that was Carter Cawley who brought him down about the 32-yard line. So the clock setting 1:14 left to go here in the first quarter. The Owls are up 10-6. Cowdersport's going to take over first and 10 from the 33 as they work from left to right. The ball on the near hash mark. Right in the backfield takes a snap. There's a bubble screen. It's complete out to Drennan, and Drennan breaks a tackle before being hit by DeGoyer and brought down. I think it was DeGoyer and Lucas Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
But he was able to pick up the first down and bring the balls up near midfield. So a nice little play there for Cowdersport is Christian Driscoll was able to show off some of his speed and his moves there for a nice gain for Cowdersport.
And glad to see Lucas Wallace out there as well. Like we said earlier, heck of a game for him last week.
Right again in shotgun formation, takes a snap, looking to throw. Another screenplay, and it's caught, but hit immediately and brought down. Flynn, you got a number on that? That's Jordy Thompson. So they tried a little screen pass there, and as soon as Driscoll caught it, he was hit immediately and brought down behind the line by Jordan Thompson. So outstanding play by the Owls defense there.
Yeah, all the pass plays that Cowdy has run so far have been these short little bubble screens and screens to the wide receiver. So great job there by Jordy to read that.
So now it's going to be second and 13 for Cowdersport from their own 45-yard line. Right again in the shotgun formation. Sends a man in motion, fakes a pitch, then hands it off, but he's hit behind the line and brought down again. As that was Driscoll being hit in the backfield, losing some more yards. Flynn, did you catch a number on...
I believe it was Nick DeGolier back there.
Nick DeGolier back there making his presence felt as he's been playing pretty good defense the last couple weeks. And that's going to bring us to a close of the first quarter with your Bradford Owls up 10-6 over visiting Cowdersport Falcons. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Minard!
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at gleason-construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. As Cowdersport playing quick here, as they've already got their first playoff here in the second quarter while we were on break, and it was just a quick, about 3 yard pass. And Lucas Wallace able to come up from his safety position and bring the receiver down after just a 2 or 3 yard gain. So that's going to bring up 4th and 6 now from the 49. For Cowdersport, as they've swapped sides of the field, now working from right to left, right in the shotgun, takes a snap. He's being chased out by Sean Ward. He rolls to the near sideline, gets a throw off, and it's picked out by Enzo Alio at the 40. Alio breaks the tackle, cross midfield, down to the 30, the 20, the 10, touchdown! Enzo Alio, a 60-yard pick six for Bradford as they increase the lead now 16-6, and the crowd is going nuts down there, Flynn.
This energy, this on both, that as you said, in the crowd, on the sidelines, the kids on the field, even the coaches right now, is just, it's unreal. You can't even describe it, the feeling here tonight.
Yeah, that was an excellent play by Alio. It looked like it bounced off his pads, but he was able to wrangle it back in, and he showed off his speed there. Again, untouched. I mean, he just turned on the afterburners and he took it to the house. So.
And this is just a completely different team than we saw last week. This is exciting for, I think, everybody here right now.
So the Owls in to kick the extra point is... They only have 10 men on the field as that Sean Ward running out there to be the 11th man. Now Keyshore's ready to kick the field goal. There's the snap, the kick. It's up, and it is good. Bradford taking a 17-6 lead here in the second quarter after an Enzo Alio 65-yard pick six for the Owls. So, Flynn, hopefully that puts a charge all through both offense and defense here, and the Owls are... You know, hopefully start laying it on here. It'd be nice to see them come up with a real big win here tonight, especially being senior night and these guys' last game here on their home field.
Yeah, right now it's a different team out there than we've seen in some of these these blowout games that they've had to endure. I think right now it's senior night. It's their last home game of the season. There's just a different energy on the field, and you can feel it.
And Flynn, with that score, that gave our Togees touchdown sweepstakes contestant Shane Ludwig a score and a win. So Shane, if you're listening, you win a free value pack meal from Togees Family Restaurant. Congratulations, Shane, as the Owls now up 17-6 here, just a tick over 11 minutes to go in the first half. Owls in as Keyshore's ready for the kickoff. Danny V deep and Driscoll deep for Cowdersport. The kick is off, a nice kick, drives Danny V back, the ball bounces about the 15, and it rolls down to about the 3, picked up by Danny V at the far sideline, as he's coming across, tries to get across the middle, but he's hit hard and brought down inside the 10-yard line, so maybe not a real good decision, as that was Matt or DeCasper laying down another big hit for the Owls.
And I'm surprised he chose to receive that one. It looked like it might have rolled out of bounds there before it went in the end zone.
But the Owls were there to, as Danny V was showing off his speed, tried to break it to the near. He caught it right about the 2 yard line of on the far sideline, creek side, tried to break it up to the inside, to the middle, but he was hit by like a ton of bricks by Matt DeCasper. So Cowdersport going to take over first and 10 from their own 9 yard line. Under center this time is Wright. Oh, nope. Wright is in fact in shotgun. He sends a man in motion. There's a handoff to Driscoll. Driscoll gets hit hard. That was Maximus Martinez, excuse me, on the carry for the Falcons. But he was hit hard and brought down by Nick DeGoyer for a short loss.
Evan Whitmore there, too. I've got him for 6 tackles already. He's been involved in almost every play so far.
Excellent. It's always good to see Evan having a good game. And it seems like when Evan gets going, the whole defense gets going. So it's always good to see that.
Especially good on senior night as well for him.
So second and 10 now for Cowdersport. Wright and shotgun takes a snap, looking to throw. He gets the ball out, but it is incomplete as he was looking for Caleb Wonderly. So that's going to bring up a third down. Defending on that play was, I believe that was Tommy Langdon out there on coverage for the Owls. Either way, it's going to bring up third down and 10 now for Cowdersport from their own 9 yard line as they are working from right to left. Cowdersport huddled up. Bradford's defense is ready to go. Wright's going to be in shotgun formation. He's got Cole Freeman to his left. Takes the snap, drops back, looking to throw. He's being rushed by
Brody.
It looks like Brody Havlin, Sean Ward, and Lucky Giordano in there to bring down Wright for a sack. So that's a combination there. I'm not sure who actually brought him down, Flynn, but they were all there. So another loss, going to be about a 6 yard loss for the Falcons. That's going to bring up now a fourth and 15 from their own 4 yard line. So Danny V is into punt for Cowdersport. Logan Kohler standing at his own 40 yard line. There's the snap, but there's a flag on the play. Not sure what this is going to be. It's going to be, I believe it's going to be against Bradford. Just not sure what the penalty in fact is.
It looks like there's 12 guys on the field, I believe someone said.
Is that what it is? 12 men on the field against the Owls. So it's going to be a 5 yard penalty, but it's still going to be fourth and 10 now for Cowdersport. And they look to punt, and there's the snap, the punt. Not a very good punt as it hits about the 26 and bounces directly out of bounds on the far sideline. And actually, it's going to be marked out at the 26. So the Owls with excellent field position here.
And that was just a great stand by defense on that drive. The textbook there didn't allow anything on the run. Defended the pass well. Just absolutely shut them down on that drive, and it was beautiful. And if we can do that all game, we should run away with it.
And again, a couple of hard hits by the Owl defenders in there. So that's always good to see.
It's been nice seeing both on offense and defense, us being a lot more physical than we're used to this year.
So the Owls take over first and 10 from the 26-yard line, so a short field for the Owls. Reese in shotgun formation takes a snap, looking to throw. He's got a man wide open, and it's tipped away at the last second as he was looking for Fabian Shirk, but as I said, tipped away at the last moment to fall incomplete. So 9:24 left to go here in the first half. The Owls up 17-6, but they're threatening because they got good starting field position here at the 26-yard line. That incomplete pass is going to bring up a second down and 10. Reese has trips to the near sideline, takes a snap. There's a delayed handoff to Langdon. Langdon breaks it off to the far sideline. He's crossed the first down marker before being brought down. And they, in fact, are going to give him credit for about a 12, maybe 13-yard gain there. So a nice run by Tommy, which is going to give the Owls another first down. So it's going to be first and 10 now, Bradford, from the Cowdersport 14-yard line. The ball is marked on the far hash mark as the Owls are working from left to right here at Parkway Field. Reese, again in shotgun formation, joined by Havlin. Takes a snap, drops back, looking to throw. Rolls out to the near sideline. Looks like he's going to use his legs, but nope, he lets it go. He's got a man open and just out of reach of Logan Kohler in the back corner of the Owls' end zone there. So that's going to bring up a second down and 10 now for the Owls. Talon had a choice there to make that pass, or it looked like he had some room if he wanted to keep on running.
Yeah, and I guess that's why we're both up here, because in my opinion, I probably would have ran that one, but we're winning. He's down there for a reason. That's I'm up here for a reason.
Reese, again, in shotgun, takes a snap. He pitches it out far side to Havlin. Havlin catches it off to the near sideline, down to across the five and into the end zone. He just went through three Cowdersport defenders to put the ball in the end zone for another touchdown. Owls. Brody Havlin, a 14-yard run to give the Owls another score and a 23-6 lead here in the opening half. Good to see Bradford playing so well tonight, Flynn. As Keyshore's in for the extra point.
Especially on senior night. It just means a little bit more to some of these kids.
Sure does. So Keyshore in for the extra point. The snap, the kick, it's up, and it is good. That gives Bradford a 24-6 lead here with 8:59 left to go in the first half. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Locally owned, respected worldwide. That's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. You are listening to Mark, myself here, and Flynn as we're calling a fun game so far, as the Owls have just taken a 24-6 lead over visiting Cowdersport Falcons. 8:59 left here to go in the first half as the Owls kick team is out, as Keyshore in for the duties, and deep for Cowdersport is going to be Danny V and also Christian Driscoll for the Falcons. The Owls rushing a man off field as they had 12 guys out there. There's the kick. It's another squib kick, but it's picked up about the 25 by Danny V. Danny V across near in the 40 before being brought down by Matt DeCasper. So another tackle for Matt DeCasper out there, which was lucky because the Owls only had 10 men on the field there that time, Flynn.
Yeah, it looked like there was a little confusion there. We had 12 and then we only had 10. Just glad it worked out for us.
Sure thing. 8:53 left to go in the opening half. The Owls up 24-6 as Cowdersport takes over. First and 10 from their own 39-yard line. They're working from right to left as ball's lined up on the far hash mark. Right and shotgun formation for the Falcons. Takes a snap, drops back, looking to pass. He's chased out of the pocket. Giordano on his tail, as is Tommy Langdon. Langdon chased him out of the pocket before pushing him out of bounds after maybe about a half yard, maybe a yard gain there for Cowdersport. So excellent play again defensively for the Owls. Giordano is just, that's the second or third time this game we've seen Giordano blow past his blocker. So
yeah, we're doing great pressure on the quarterback here. We just need to be able to set the edge and kind of contain him when we pressure him and he's bouncing outside trying to scramble.
So with that, it's going to bring up second and 9 now for the Falcons from their 40-yard line. Right again in shotgun formation, surrounded by two backs. Takes the snap, looking to throw. He's again flushed out of the pocket this time. And there's another pickup. This time Jordan Thompson picks off at the 40. He's down to the near sideline, across the 20. Cuts back towards center, down to the 10. Back outside and into the end zone. Touchdown. Ow.
There's a flag.
But there is a flag on the field. Unfortunately, it looks like it's going to be against the Owls, but nonetheless, Jordy Thompson with an interception, and the Owls are going to have good field position again. And they're going to call a hold against the Owls. So the
interception stands, I believe.
I don't.
But you can see it from where he was standing.
Yes, in fact, the interception does stand because it was on the return. So the Owls take that touchdown off the board for Thompson, but the Owls are again going to have really, really good field position in the red zone of the Falcons. So a chance for the Owls to really blow this game open here in the first half. So it's going to be first and 10 Owls from the 20-yard line as the Owls are working from left to right. The ball lined up on the near hash mark. Talon Reese, shotgun formation. He's got Langdon Havlin on either side. Reese looking for the snap. Fakes a handoff, lets it loose, complete to Keisher at the 10. Keisher across the 5, tries a spin move, but brought down. So a nice catch and run there by Caden Keyshore as he's able to haul in the Reese pass for a first down. And it's going to give the Owls now a first and goal from the 5-yard line.
We've been throwing it pretty deep, so quick short pass like that, great idea here down this close to the end zone.
Talon gets the call, the play call from the sideline as they swap out Langdon for Havlin. Reese in shotgun formation. Havlin back to his left. Reese takes the snap, pitches it wide to Havlin. Havlin grabs it, and he's across the 5 down to about the 4, maybe the 3-yard line. So just a 1 or 2 yard gain there for Havlin to bring up second down now. So it's going to be second and goal Owls. They're going to mark it at the 4-yard line. As Reese again heads back towards his lineman after receiving the play call from Coach Yowie. Reese in the backfield with Havlin in shotgun formation. And there is a penalty flag down. I'm not sure what this is going to be. Maybe a false start. False start, in fact, but against Cowdersport. Or is that an offside, excuse me, against Cowdersport. So it's going to be half the distance to the goal line for the Owls as they make a substitution and flop a few players around here. Looks like Thompson and Havlin coming off the field, substituted in. No, Havlin's still out there, excuse me. There was Carter Cawley who came off. So second and goal from the 2 now. Reese sends a man. Takes a snap. There's a handoff to Langdon. Langdon busts to the far sideline into the end zone. Touchdown, Owls. Tommy Langdon, 2-yard touchdown run for your Bradford Owls to push the lead up to 30-6, 7:14 left to go here in the first half. As the Owls send out their kicking unit, again, it's going to be Kohler as the holder and Caden Keyshore and for the extra point.
And we've done a great job of taking advantage of the good field position we've had this game, something we really haven't done yet this year.
There's the snap, the kick. It's up, and it is good. That is going to give the Owls a 31-6 lead. 7:14 left to go here in the first half. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Toji's Substation, the friendly, fun place right here in East Bradford. No restaurant has ever succeeded and prospers in Bradford like Toji's Substation. For over 50 years, 7 days a week, nearing 20,000 days in a row, Toji's Substation has been open for your convenience. They care that you care about great food and getting your money's worth. They don't close on slow days like other places. Toji's Substation is always open for fast and courteous service. Stop in today at Toji's Substation, always open at 402 East Main Street.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football as the Owls send their kick team out as they have increased their lead to a 25-point lead now, 31-6 in favor of the Owls over the visiting Cowdersport Falcons. Keyshore again in to kick for the Owls. Deep for Cowdersport is going to be Danny V and Driscoll, Christian Driscoll. There's the kick. Nice kick. and is through the hands of the up man. And then Driscoll catches it about the 20, but drops it and fumbles it, but falls on top of it. So Cowdersport are lucky to maintain possession of the ball as both Evan Whitmore and Jordan Thompson were right there looking to scoop that thing up.
And we did a great job of collapsing on him almost immediately as soon as he muffed that ball.
So nice job by the special teams unit of your Bradford Owls here as Cowdersport's going to take over first and 10 from the 22-yard line. 7:08 left to go here in the first half. Cowdersport working from right to left. They got the ball marked on the near hash mark, right in shotgun formation, takes a snap, looking to throw, lets the ball go deep. He's got a man open. That's Danny V, and he catches it, but again hit by Enzo Alio to pop the ball free, and the ball falls incomplete to bring up a second down and 10 for the Falcons. Another excellent play by Enzo Alio, Flynn.
Yeah, it's the second deflection there he's had. Nothing you can really say other than he's doing a great job. He had nobody else behind him there, so he lets that ball get completed. That might be a touchdown, so great job there.
He's
knocking that ball free.
He's one of the guys. He's a first-year player. He came over from the soccer team, and he's shown improvement nearly every single game so far for Bradford. So kudos to you, Enzo.
He's been fun to watch.
Absolutely. Second and 10 now. Wright takes the snap, looking to throw. It's deflected this time. Sean Ward, I believe, got his big hand up there and was able to deflect that ball before it could go anywhere. So, again, another great defensive play by the Owls.
Yeah, and we had three linemen in the backfield almost immediately as that ball was snapped.
Yeah, joining Ward back there, that was Lucky Giordano, and I didn't see who the other guy was, but there was, in fact, three Owls back there. So that's going to bring up a third down and 10 now from the 22, just under 7 minutes to go here in the first half. Wright sends a man in motion, takes the snap, looking to throw. He's rushed again, and it's picked up by Sean Ward. Sean Ward across the five and into the end zone. Touchdown! Oh, Sean Ward with a pick six to increase the Owl lead. This place is going nuts down there, Flynn.
The energy right now is just different. This is such a huge senior night for these boys right now.
Yeah, Wright took the snap, and immediately he had Andrew Giordano in his face, and he was lucky to get the ball past Giordano. But Sean Ward, just stuck his hands up, and the ball just stuck there. Ward wisely able to run it in, so it's about a 10-yard pick six for Bradford as they send their special teams unit in, led by Caden Keyshore, in to kick the extra point. So the Owls currently up 37-6. There's the snap, the kick. It's up, and that looks good as well. In fact, it is. Give Bradford a 38-6 lead here over Cowdersport. 6:51 remaining in the first half. We're going to stay right here, and this Owl sideline's electric down there, Flynn. They're just bouncing and doing. They're excited. I mean, big night, senior night. We got a big crowd down here with the student section. Looks like they got a little whiteout thing going on. So just so far, a good night for the Owls here at Parkway Field.
Yeah, and it's just something we keep mentioning. You know, you can't really describe it. You can't really understand it over the radio. I mean, we can't even really understand it as much as everybody down there being up here. But as we keep saying, the energy right now is just different. These kids are all hyped up. Even everybody on the sidelines is ready to go. They're pumped up. Everybody on the field is just, it's a different team than we've witnessed so far this year. They are electric right now.
So Bradford has their special teams unit out. I was just counting over the players that look like they might have an extra one, but in fact they do not. They have the allotted 11 men out there. As Keyshore again in to kick for the Owls. Deep's going to be Danny V and Christian Driscoll for the Falcons. There's a kick, and it's caught by the up man. I believe that was Danny V who caught it, but he's hit pretty good and brought down at the 35-yard line, but I think they're going to give him forward motion there out to about the 38-yard line. So as the team switch over here, Cowdersport's just, they're looking to get anything going at this point as they look just completely outmatched so far tonight, especially their offensive line. I mean, Bradford's defensive line, she's just working them over right now.
And that's one thing that, you know, we had mentioned in the pregame here is making adjustments. But when you have a defensive line performing like this where they are in his face every single play, kind of eases up the rest of the game plan for you.
So Wright takes a snap, first and 10 for the Falcons. There's a delayed handoff, but not fooling the Owls as Jacob Abers was able to bring down the runner after just a short gain, maybe half a yard, if that. That was Wright trying to get the ball to get some momentum for the Falcons, but unfortunately Abers ended that for him. So that's going to bring up a second down and 9 now from the 39 for the Falcons. Wright again in shotgun formation. The Owls may be showing a little blitz here. Wright sends a man in motion, takes a snap. There's a handoff, and he's hit. But it was a fake handoff. His Wright looked like a run-pass option. His Wright pulled it out of the back's arms and was able to bust off the far end and gain about 8, maybe 9 yards there. So a nice play, actually, there by the Falcons. It fooled, I think, everybody, Flynn.
Yeah, we had about 4 or 5 different guys in the backfield there, so great job on them to use a little deception. Hopefully it's something we can catch on to and notice here before they start getting it moving for big chunks of yards.
So 3rd and 2 now for the Falcons, 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. Right and shotgun 4. The Falcons, there's a handoff, and that's to Driscoll. Driscoll across the 50-yard line, so it's going to be a first down. Now, it looked like there could potentially be an offsides there, but I don't see any laundry on the field, so we're going to give Wright credit for about a 6 or 8 yard gain there. He gets the ball into Owl territory and gets a fresh set of downs for the Falcons. 1st and 10 again. For Cowdersport, as it looks like they got Freeman at quarterback now. In fact, they do, but there's a flag on the ground. It's going to be a false start against Cowdersport, so helping the Bradford cause a little bit. And in fact, that is Freeman who is in at the quarterback position currently for the Falcons. So must be, I'm not sure if this was part of the game plan or something that the Falcons seen, but nonetheless, Freeman in shotgun formation, 1st and 15 for the Falcons. Freeman takes a snap. There's a handoff, but he's hit in the backfield first by DeGoyer and then wrapped up and brought down by Malachi McCormick. So another loss of yardage there. So again, it looks like. Evan Whitmore and Malachi McCormick were in on the tackle, but the ref just sent Whitmore off the field. I'm unsure why there, but
it looks like he's talking to Mona right now, so hopefully nothing serious.
Yeah, it's the Owls defense still looking good. It's 2nd and 18 now for Cowdersport. Freeman takes the snap. He's looking to pass. He's being rushed out of the pocket. He dumps the ball off, and he's hit hard. Jordy Thompson with a textbook tackle and a big hit for another loss of yardage.
And it's just another thing that just pointing to what we've been saying all game, just stepping up and being physical on both sides of the ball. They're having so much fun out there. You can see it. We're playing textbook football right now.
That was Christian Driscoll who was able to catch that pass from Freeman, but as I said, Jordy Thompson spotted it out and was able to lay down another huge hit.
Definitely one to keep in mind for the collision of the game.
For sure. 3rd and 20 now for the Falcons. 3:19 to go here in the opening half. Takes a snap. He's hit and brought down. There's another sack, and the ball come loose. Lucky Giordano with the hit. The ball come loose. It looks like Giordano is, in fact, on top of it. We'll see what the refs have to say. Waiting for a call, and they're going to say that Cowdersport has the ball. They may have called him down before the ball came out. Either way, Lucky Giordano with a huge sack on Freeman. So another, that's 5 plays in a row they've lost yardage on. So excellent defensive stand by Bradford.
All right, it all starts with this defensive line, the way they're performing right now. This offense for Cowdy cannot get anything going. We are, as I said, we're playing textbook football right now.
Calder Sports sends in their special teams unit, Danny V, to punt. Logan Kohler deep for the Owls. He barely gets the punt off. Kohler just going to let it go as the ball hits about the 35 and stops about the 31. So the Owls are going to take over again with decent field position. It's going to be first and 10 from the 31 with 2:57 left to go here in the first half. The Owls have a 38-6 advantage. And Flynn, I imagine Bradford's going to want to try to punch this one into the end zone simply for the fact for the running clock in the second half. As you know, PIAA rules, you go up by 35 to running clock.
And I would, in my opinion, would be that one where, you know, we've been victims of the mercy rule a couple times with that running clock this year. I would want to go out there and be the ones to do it this time and give our guys a little extra boost.
So first and 10 Owls from the 31. Ball lined up on the far hash mark. Talon Reese takes a snap. Looking to go deep. Nothing there. Rolls to the near sideline. Going to use his legs to run. He gets by Danny V and then steps out of bounds. Whoa. That. Well out of bounds. It looked like they tried to take him down. Maybe he was just trying to hold up his momentum there. So no harm, no foul there, as Reese was flushed out of the pocket and able to still get a positive gain for the Owls. So actually, I believe that was actually a pretty heads-up play by Sean Miller of Cowdersport. You know, the crowd wanted a late hit, but as we can see from up here, he was just trying to hold him up. He wasn't intentionally trying to get him out of bounds. But nonetheless, 7-yard gain for Talon Reese. Can bring up second and 3. Reese takes a snap, looking to pass, dumps the ball off, and it's open to Cauley. Cauley catches about the 45, but he's brought out about the 49, but there is a flag on the field, and it looks like it's going to be a holding call against Bradford. In fact, it is. They're calling holding against the Owls, so we're going to erase that play and drive the Owls back about 10 yards. So as soon as the ref marks the ball, we'll set the play for you, but currently with 2:36 left to go here in the first half, Bradford has a 38-6 lead over the visiting Cowdersport Falcons. The Owls looking to pick up their third win of the season here tonight on senior night. As the refs have set the ball, it's going to be second and 13 from the 28-yard line. Talon Reese in shotgun formation for the Owls. Talon looked to be making some adjustments. Takes a snap. There's a delayed handoff to Haviland. Haviland right up the middle, across the 40, out near the 45-yard line. So it's going to be a big first down for the Owls on second and 13. Brody Haviland just decided to put it on his shoulders and take care of that whole group of yards on his own there. So first down Owls.
And the offensive line did a great job opening up a hole for him there.
Oh, that was a massive hole and just a quick cut by Haviland, and he was off to the races there. So first down Owls, first and 10 from the 44 to be exact. Ball in the middle of the field. Reese takes the snap, looking to throw. He's got a man open. He's looking for Thompson on the near sideline. And then Thompson jumps and dives, but it just out of reach, just out of bounds. But not due to lack of effort there by Jordan Thompson, doing everything he could to haul that ball in, but unfortunately it falls incomplete. So that's going to bring up a second down and 10 now for the Owls from their own 44. 1:52 left to go here in the opening half. Reese in shotgun formation takes a snap. Again, he's looking to throw. Dumps the ball over the middle. It's complete to Kohler. Kohler catches it to 50, across the 45, down to the 40 before being brought down near the... they're going to credit him about the 39-yard line. So another first down for the Owls. So that's going to be first and 10 for the Owls now as they're in Falcons territory. It's going to be first and 10 from the 39 as that ball was complete from Reese to Kohler. Kohler showing off his speed And Danny V just took a nice angle at him to be able to bring him down. But Reese sent a man in motion. There's a delayed handoff. It looks like to Haviland. Haviland tough going there, and he's brought down at the line of scrimmage. So unfortunately, no gain there for the Owls as they tried to just punch the ball up the middle there.
They actually credit him with a 1-yard loss on that one.
Oh, wow. So second and 11 now from the 40-yard line. ball marked on the far hash mark. Reese alone in the backfield this time. He's got trips to the near side. Reese looking for a snap. Looking to pass. He gets the ball off. It's open to Keyshore about the 28. Keyshore down across the 20, near in the 15 before being brought down. So another complete pass with 43 seconds to go. There is a flag on the play, though. So I'm not sure what this is going to be.
They are walking the ball back, though.
Unfortunately, they are after a nice pass and catch from Reese to Keyshore. Had the Owls in business here. What was the call, Flynn?
It looked like a false start on the Owls.
Oh, legal procedure we're being told on the Owls. So that's going to be a 5-yard penalty. So 43 seconds to go here. Owls holding a 38-6 lead. It's going to be second and 16 now from the Falcon 45-yard line. The clock starts and Coach Puglio takes a timeout, as will we. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. On your season ticket, WESB Sports. WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Well, the Owls sending the offensive unit back out, second and 16 from the Falcon 45-yard line, 39 seconds to go here in the opening half. Bradford up 38-6 and looking to get another score before halftime. It's Talon Reese again in shotgun formation.
Need to watch the blitz here.
Cowdersport is showing blitz. Reese takes a snap, looking to throw, steps up as he's flush out of pocket, now to the far sideline, still looking downfield, but using his feet, he's crossed the 40 and pushed out around the 35-yard line to stop the clock with 32 seconds left to go. So Reese again using his legs in a smart play as he was flushed out of the pocket to the far sideline, but able to gain several yards there, about 10 yards, in fact. So that's going to bring up a third down and 6 now for the Owls.
And a great job to just sense that pressure on his blind side and, you know, make a positive gain there.
So Reese again in shotgun. Takes a snap, looking to throw. He's flushed out to the near sideline, rolling out, lets the ball go. He's got a man open. That's Kohler. Kohler catches about the 32. Kohler makes a move across the 15 and before being hit and pushed out of bounds. So another nice pass and catch. This time, Logan Kohler was able to come up and be pushed out of bounds to stop the clock.
And they're a little stiff arm there, too, from Logan, showing off a little strength.
Yeah, and small in stature, but big in strength out there for Logan. So he's having a heck of a game so far here in the first half. So 21 seconds to go. The Owls are going to be first and 10 from the 14 as Talon Reese is back from the sideline. Shouts out instructions to his men. Reese alone in the backfield, trips to the far side, takes a snap, gets the ball off. He's looking for Kohler again. And it's just, he's looking for Cauley, but just overthrown. But there is a flag on the play in the Owls' backfield. It's going to be a holding against the Owls. So 16 seconds remaining here in the first half, is that's going to push the Owls back about 10 yards. So I suspect the ball is going to be marked about the 24-yard line or in there, that area. But still, that's Reese has the arm to get the ball into the end zone from even, you know, 24, 25 yards out. And where he's standing in shotgun, he's on.
He's going to
be about the 30-yard line when he receives the ball.
We do have two timeouts, but with 16 seconds, it's going to get a little tricky if we don't move quickly.
So Reese, shotgun formation, takes a snap. He's looking to throw a big blitz. He dumps the ball over to Cole or to Langdon. Langdon catches it across the 10, down to the 5, and a quick timeout. So a big 15-yard gain there as Cowdersport sent the house, but it was like a jump pass there.
Now what they did is a screen pass to the running back here. The objective of the line is to let all those guys in the back. Okay. You want to draw them all in and then dump that screen pass off.
Well, if you're right there, Flynn. They did an excellent job of that right there. So and they get the timeout. So 7 seconds to go here in the opening half. It's going to be second down and two, or excuse me, second and two, yes. Second and two from about the 6-yard line, I think they have it marked at. So Bradford still has one more shot, at least at the end zone here, to really open this game up, as they are already currently up 38-6 over the Cowdersport Falcons. Both teams getting in position here.
7 seconds and one timeout left. Are you running it or passing it here?
I'm passing.
I agree.
Talon Reese, shotgun formation, takes a snap, fake handoff, throws the ball, is complete to Kohler. Kohler into the end zone, touchdown, owls. Talon Reese to Logan Kohler for a 6-yard touchdown pass as Kohler able to squeak just inside the near pylon on the creek side to increase the Owl lead. They are now up 44-6 over Cowdersport. 1.8 seconds left to go here in the first half.
And a big play there, big score there, because now the second half will start with that running clock that you were mentioning.
Writing down my notes here, Flynn, is Keyshore's
in.
There's the snap, the kick, and it looks to be good. Again, directly down the middle. In fact, it is. So the Owls increase their lead 45-6 over Cowdersport. And Flynn, you are correct. It is going to be a running clock per PIAA rules when we get back to action in the second half here. That's pending that Cowdersport doesn't have a run back for a touchdown here, because they do have time to receive the kick.
That is correct, yep. But don't speak that into existence. We're looking right. Good right now. We don't need any momentum shifts before halftime.
Yeah, all the momentum going Bradford's way is, again, they're up 45-6 here at the last moments of the first half on senior night at Parkway Field. This last touchdown courtesy of a Talon Reese pass to Logan Kohler, and Kohler able to squeak in from 6 yards out for the Owl score. Keyshore set to kick the ball off. Keyshore, a nice kick. It's going to be received by Dreskel. Dreskel receives it on the run about the 25-yard line, and he brings up to about the 40 before being brought down by Malachi McCormick to end the first half. So after one half of play here in Bradford on senior night, the Owls are up 45-6. We got Flynn adding up and tallying up some stats for us from the first half, which is going to take him a few minutes. But we'll be back here in a few minutes with the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show, and we'll discuss potential candidates for the Model T in MVP of the game and the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game. When we come back, you are listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, Gleason Construction, Donovan's Towing, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, Kinjerski Insurance, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
Yeah. Elevate your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screwed-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
When tomorrow is unpredictable, staying focused on your long-term financial goals matters more than ever. Count on your Ameriprise financial advisor for personalized, goal-based advice to help you navigate now and stay on track for tomorrow. Call Ameriprise financial advisor Bill Chapman with Hodgin Chapman & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, at 814-368-9160. That's 814-368-9160. Office is located at 50 Davis Street, Bradford, PA.
Are you stuck in a rut and can't move? Literally? Car won't start or have a flat tire? If you've ever answered yes to any of these questions, have no fear. Donovan's Towing is here. Donovan's Towing has been the greater Bradford area's go-to towing company for many years and many more to come. All drivers are Wreckmaster trained and are available 24-7 for towing, jump starts, gas delivery, and tire services. Find Donovan's Towing on Facebook. Don't mess with the rest. Call the best. Donovan's Towing.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161. Or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh cut steaks and fresh beer battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 120. Open 7 days a week. For delivery, call 36-TOJI'S.
Toji's Family Restaurant.
Remember personal service? Real personal service? Not self-service. Not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service. The kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice. They care and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kanjerski and his team are real people right here. Kanjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kanjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
You know it's coming. That colder weather is on the way. Make sure you're ready with a visit to Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford. It's not too early to start stocking up on wood pellets for your heating stove. If it's time to replace your pellet stove, see Worth Smith for their line of quality Harmon stoves. You'll also find a big selection of stove pipes and other heating supplies in stock. And don't forget the antifreeze for your RV. Be prepared for the weather ahead. If you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford.
WQ98CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field here on Senior Night as the Bradford Owls currently hold a 45-6 lead over the visiting Cowdersport Falcons. As there's a lot of stats to go over as Flynn looks to be finishing up, but I will give you a quick scoring recap before he hands those over to me. Opening up the scoring for the Owls in the first quarter, Caden Keisher, after a nice drive by the Owls, was able to kick a 20-yard field goal that was true to give the Owls a 3-0 lead. After a nice defensive stand by the Owls, Logan Kohler was able to haul in a 55-yard touchdown catch from quarterback Talon Reese to give the Owls a 9-6 lead at that point, with Keisher coming in to kick the extra point to give us a 10-6 lead. Shortly after that, Brody Havlin was able to break free to get into the end zone from 14 yards out to open up the scoring for the Owls, and that gave them a 16-6 lead. Keisher again in for the extra point. Havlin again in for another touchdown to give the Owls a 24-6 lead with Kiesier again, another extra point. Kiesier's been true on all his extra points and field goals so far tonight. So up 24-6, it was Tommy Langdon's turn to get into the end zone after a two-yard touchdown run, give the Owls a 30-6 lead. And again, Kiesier with the extra point. Sean Ward was able to come up with a 10-yard pick six for a defensive touchdown for the Owls, which was just an incredible play on Ward's part and just impressive, the hands that young man has and the wherewithal to be able to push the ball into the end zone. And then Kiesier again in with the extra point to give the Owls a 38-6 lead. And then just here, right at the end of the first half, Talon Reese was able to find Logan Kohler in the corner of the end zone, the near corner of the end zone, for a 6-yard touchdown to give the Owls a 44-6 advantage. And then Kiesier again with another extra point, which gives us the score where we currently stand at 45-6 in favor of the Bradford Owls. So when we start the second half, per PIAA rules, we will be, in fact, in the running clock as the Owls are up 35 or more points. So Flynn just gave me a few stats here to run down for the first half. So far, Talon Reese has 210 pass yards, including two touchdowns. Tommy Langdon's got one rushing touchdown on 22 yards. Brody Haviland, 30 rush yards, one rushing touchdown. Defensively for the Owls, Sean Ward's got a tackle, a deflection, and a pick six. Enzo Alio has two pass deflections, and I missed this in the scoring recap. Alio had a 65-yard pick six. So nice job. Two pick sixes for the Owls. So defensive points are always, always good. Andrew Giordano's got two sacks so far in the night, and he has been in the backfield all night, just absolutely blowing by the blocker assigned to him. And they've tried switching him around a few times to no regard there, and Giordano able to still get by him. So. And then leading tonight in tackles so far for the Owls is senior Evan Whitmore, who's taken advantage of his last night on Parkway Field here. Eight tackles in the first half. So this is vintage Evan that we got used to seeing, you know, last year, where he was always in the, you know, around the 15 tackle a game range and always one of the top tacklers in District 9. So as we stand after those, the scoring recap, the stats so far, offense and defense, the Owls are holding a 45-6 advantage. They're doing exactly what Flynn was talking about in pregame, and a combination of getting the running game going, taking some shots downfield, and also some short, quick passes, and which have been very effective. And then defensively for the Owls, their defensive line is just playing outstanding, as is their linebackers. They're not given any time at all for the Cowdersport quarterbacks to throw. And I say quarterbacks because Cowdersport started out, they had John Wright in the position for the majority of the first half, and then recently switched out to sophomore Coleman Freeman. So the Falcons are doing everything they can to try and get this game moving. And we have some decisions we're going to have to make here tonight. It's not going to be as easy as it has been in the past when it comes to naming our award winners tonight, as you're joining us here on the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. Tonight, we got to pick the Model T in MVP of the game, which remains up in the air, and also the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game, which there has been many, many of those so far. So Flynn and I will discuss it as Flynn's getting all his stuff back in order as the Owls scored and so frequently there, everything kind of got in disarray here. But Flynn looks like he's getting back here, and welcome back, Flynn. You got everything taken care of now. I was just telling our listeners that we got some decisions to make. we're here on the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show, and those decisions aren't going to be as easy as they were in the past, that being the Model T and MVP of the game, and also the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the game. I've just been making little asterisks on my paper over here. I got five potential winners of the Owls Collision of the game.
Yeah, they have not made it easy for us. They've been extremely physical on both sides of the ball. There's been some really big hits. I really, right now, honestly, I couldn't tell you what my pick would be right now. Yeah. It's kind of a toss-up, like you said, between four or five different players. Yeah. We've just been extremely physical, and it's been fun to watch.
And the Owls doing exactly like you said, Flynn. I mean, almost to a T, exactly what you said. I don't know what you do to get all this information, but again, thank you for doing what you do. There's the Owls band is out there performing, and I just want to throw in there real quick, I got to give credit where credit's due. This Owls marching band has won some big competitions this year, really big competitions that they haven't won in several years. So kudos to you guys out there.
And they do a wonderful rendition of the national anthem every time, too. They've been great. I've yet to hear any mistakes. They go out there and do their thing, and I feel like they just don't get enough appreciation for football games as they should.
Solid every time. And again, I wish I would have been able to get the list of seniors on that marching band and also the color guard there. And we also can't forget these cheerleaders down here out front keeping this student section pumped up and ready to go all the time. They deserve recognition, too, because they're out there in all the weather and everything else, just like all the players are. So, again, if you're just joining us, you're in with us at the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show as the Owls have a 45-6 advantage.
And it's looked really good on both sides of the ball. I mean, I really can't point out anything that really needs extreme changes. We've looked good on offense. We've had some great drives. Our field position from our special teams has been great. That turnover we had before the end of the half there where we started about the 20, our defense just shut them down, whether they start on the 40 or that one drive they started on their own 9-yard line. We've just been physical. We've just been outperforming these guys. It's been a very different team than we've seen all year. And this team, the way we're playing right now, the energy we have, any game on our schedule would be winnable. And any game on our schedule, I would expect us to win if we could keep up the physicality and the energy that we have here tonight.
Yeah, and as next week we go into the final game of the year, we're going to be up in Kane. And that team, although their record shows that they've only got two wins, they're the only team so far, Kane that is, to beat Otto Eldred. And they dang near knocked off Red Bank. And Red Bank at the time was in the state rankings. And from what I understand, there was a call at the end of the game, and it really could have gone either way. So Kane, a much improved team up there on the hill under first-year head coach Mike Bottomer. And if you follow football in District 9, you know the Bottomer name, as he leads just about every statistical category and holds every record in D9 for passing, as he was just an exceptional player at his time in Port Allegheny. But not far behind him in a few of those categories is our own Talon Reese, who's playing his final game here at Parkway Field, with his final game going to be next week up in Kane. If you guys have never been to Kane, they've done some remodeling on the field up there. Their field looks incredible, as does their bleachers. I mean, everything up there, they really revamped that and took their time and spent some money up there to make it a very nice facility. So as we're nearing the end of the halftime festivities, we're going to step away for a minute and get ready for the second half. You are listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at gleason-construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
Did you know that peripheral arterial disease, or PAD, affects 12 million Americans and is found most commonly in people over age 50 with a history of smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, or heart disease? How do you know if you have PAD? PAD often begins with poor growth of toenails and leg hair, often progressing to calf pain when walking, foot pain when sleeping, or open sores or wounds on feet and legs that heal poorly or not at all. Toes and feet may become discolored. At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, the office of Dr. Bob Tejera, we are dedicated to helping patients with PAD achieve victories like walking and sleeping without pain, healing wounds, and ultimately to prevent amputations. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome and most insurances are accepted. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of Bradford Owls football. Let's go, Owls!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field and the CJ Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. If you're just joining us, Bradford has a 45-6 lead here over the visiting Cowdersport Falcons on senior night. And Flynn, our Toadies Touchdown Sweepstakes contestants have been quite successful so far, as our first quarter contestant, Kim Spinetti, she was able to win herself a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. And our second quarter contestant, Shane Ludwig, he also was able to win a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. In the third quarter, let's hope to keep it going, as our contestant's going to be John Mays. So, John, if you're listening, the Owl score, you get a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they fail to score, it's going to be... it's going to be a free lunch special from Toji Substation. So, Flynn, what do you anticipate is going to happen here in the second half with the Owls being up as big as they are?
I don't expect any changes whatsoever. Right now, we are dominating the energy on the field with these players and the coaches and even the parents and fans in the stands. It's just unmatched right now. I don't expect to see any change whatsoever. I think we are going to stick with the same game plan on both sides of the ball and keep piling on points here. Even with that running clock, I think right now these boys really need it after the year we've had. Keep stacking on points. Don't be disrespectful about it, but keep going out there and having fun and working the way we have been with and be as successful as we were in the first half.
So how long do you think before the Owls sub in their JV guys?
I'm not sure, because this is, other than the Montauk game, the first time I've seen us up this big in a while. But in my own opinion, I would give it probably until maybe a drive or two into the fourth quarter, and then go ahead and throw those guys out there.
Let the starters play at least a couple of series on here, and if they put up some points, then...
I think so, mostly because, like I said, no, after the year we've had a couple really bad losses. We've had a couple, you know, we've had a couple good wins, but we've had a couple really bad losses. I think these boys deserve it on a night like this, on senior night. We don't have as many seniors as, you know, other teams in our division does. But it's still nice for them to go out there and on senior night play like this and have a big win.
So the Owls sending out their special teams unit as they receive the opening kick to start the game are now going to be kicking off to Cowdersport as Keyshore in to do that for the Owls. Deep is going to be Danny V and Drexler. There's a kick. A beauty of a kick is going to be fielded by Drexler. Catches about the 15, tries to go right up the middle, but wrapped up and brought down immediately. Sean Ward able to end his momentum in a hurry as a nice form tackle there, which we haven't seen much of that by the Owls so far this season, but they're doing a nice job of it tonight.
Yeah, I really haven't seen too many broken tackles tonight compared to our other games. We're looking really good on defense.
Yeah, they're really wrapping them up and finishing. That's the key, is they're finishing the tackles as well.
That and some of these hits have been huge.
Brutal. Brutal hits. So Falcons have the ball first and 10 from their 26-yard line. Ball marked in the middle of the field. is they are going to be working from right to left on your screen. Freeman takes the snap. There's a handoff. Looks like they're trying to be reversed. The Owls are not fooled, and the runner is, it's me, Danny V, is brought down in the backfield for a huge loss. Trying to catch a number on there. That is senior Malachi McCormick with a huge tackle for a big loss. About a 10-yard loss there, Flynn.
Yeah, it looks like we're coming out here and staying as physical and aggressive on the D-line as we were in the first half. Looking good.
The Falcons tried to do look like a modified type end round, but McCormick not fooled at all. So that's going to bring up a second and 21 from the 15-yard line for the Falcons. Freeman moving guys around a little bit. And shotgun takes a snap. There's a handoff to Drexler. Drexler dances around to the far sideline. Gets maybe back to the line of scrimmage before being brought down by a Parliament of Owls. Looks like they're led by Tommy Langdon and
Lucky Anthony, Giordano.
Yeah, Anthony Giordano in there. And Anthony was in the barbershop earlier this week. I was cutting his hair. And that kid, he wears his emotions on his sleeve, and he was so fired up for this game. And he told me, he goes, I know we only got five seniors, but those five guys have taught me so much. I'm going to give them everything I got tonight. And boy, is he doing her. With that, it's going to bring up a third down and 23. Freeman takes the shotgun snap. He's going to be hit in the backfield. The ball is loose. And ball definitely on the ground. Not sure whose it's going to be. I believe that is Brody Haviland to force the fumble, and the Owls, in fact, do come up with it. So I'm not sure who has the ball. But it was definitely forced by Brody Haviland, and the Owls jumped all over it. So it's going to be first and goal Owls from the 4-yard line. Trying to catch a number, but I just don't see anything there. So Bradford looking to punch this in as they recover a fumble on their fours. They're working from left to right. The offensive unit is, in fact, and looks like they got their big guys out on the line. Reese, shotgun formation, flanked by Haviland. Reese rolls to the near sideline. He's looking for Colley. Colley catches it. It looks like he's got a foot in, but they call him out of bounds. Wow. I believe that was Thompson he was looking. It looked like Thompson had both feet in bounds but was called out of bounds, unfortunately. So that's going to bring up a second down and goal for the Owls. Flynn, you just sat there with your mouth open.
Yeah, I usually players like that, I'd like to keep my comments to myself on that one. Incomplete pass. We'll stick with that.
Okay, incomplete pass. Second and goal now from the 4 for the Owls. Owls up 45-6 here, 9 minutes to go in the third quarter of the running clock. Talon Reese in shotgun formation takes a snap. He hands it off to Langdon. Langdon works his way up to the middle and into the end zone. Touchdown, Owls! Tommy Langdon from 4 yards out, giving the Owls a 51-6 lead.
That's a second of the night, too.
Sophomore Tommy Langdon, who's been playing really well. Also, he gets a little bit of time down at the JV level and been doing well down there and really showing off his skill here tonight. This is the best I've seen him run in quite some time.
And you got to give some credit to that O-line, too. They've been creating some big holes for the run game, and they've been making sure Talon has time to make his reads back there.
Okay, so that 4-yard touchdown run gives the Owls a 51-6 lead as Keesior is now in. It gets the kick up, and it is true. The Owls extend their lead 52-6, 8:54 left to go here in the third quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Locally owned, respected worldwide. That's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as the Owls have extended their lead to 52-6. And as Flynn and I were just looking over our game notes here, Flynn, Caden Keyes here tonight is 7-for-7 between field goals and extra points. So he's just having himself a game here tonight. So Keith Heuer, as I just mentioned, he is in for the kickoff, and he gets the ball in the air. Another good kick as the Falcons let it go as it bounces into the end zone for a touchback.
Took a weird hop there. I thought that might have stopped short of the end zone.
Yeah, that was very odd. But regardless, Falcons are going to take over first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. And it looks like Bradford is bringing off. They're leaving in some of their starters, but it looks like a good mix. Looks like a good mix between starters and reserves in there right now.
And I imagine they'll start to slowly integrate some of the younger guys into this while keeping some of the starters in there as well.
So Freeman in shotgun formation for the Falcons takes the snap. There's a handoff to Drexler. Drexler busts off to the far sideline. He's able to get some room, but hit and brought down.
Lucas Wallace.
By Lucas Wallace.
Another big hit.
That wasn't Wallace, I believe. I believe that was Kiesior. Trying to get a good look.
Someone's down, it looks like, on their sideline.
Yeah, one of our Owl players is down on their sideline as all players, well, the Cowdersport's taking a knee and our Owls players are headed over here. And now we see Cowdersport guys headed to their sideline.
I believe it was Keisha that's over there down at the moment.
Yeah, that'd be a huge loss for the Owls. Is look a concern on the face, but we got Mona over there who's the best in the business. Looks like they're helping him up now. And in fact, it was Keith here who's on his feet. There's a couple Cowdersport guys over there to, you know, kind of give him a fist bump. As Keyshore is running over to the near sideline under his own power. So must be just a little stinger there. Or kind of the way he went down, I'm wondering
if his
foot came up and maybe got him on the chin or
something. Yeah, he was first contact there on that tackle. So, I mean, it could have been that. It could have been even just getting the wind knocked out of him, but good to see him up on his own power and, like you said, jogging over to our sideline.
Yeah, and he's a tough kid. I wouldn't be surprised if he's right back in there after the next play as he was down. So he has to, by rule, step out for a play. But it's going to be first and 10 now for Cowdersport. They're able to gain a first down on that last play. First and 10 from the 30.
We're subbing out.
There's a handoff. Comes to the near sideline. He breaks it up the middle. That's Drexler. Drexler up near the 50, across the 50, down the sideline, and tripped up and knocked out of bounds after a big gain. So Bradford subbing in some of their younger guys, and Cowdersport taking advantage of that, as that was Christian Driscoll on the carry for the Falcons to push the ball deep in Owls territory. But it looks like everybody is walking back. So is there a flag on the play that I didn't see? In fact, there was. Oh, it's an illegal substitution on the defense, but that's obviously going to be declined.
I did notice somebody still trying to get off the field here as they snapped the ball. I didn't realize he had thrown a flag out. I thought maybe they missed that one.
So the play is going to stand and give the Falcons a first and 10 from the 37, the Owls 37, that is. As both teams are lined up and ready to go at it again. Freeman sends a man in motion, takes a snap, hands it off to Drexler again. Drexler tripped up in the backfield and brought down, and first contact was by Bradford's Malachi McCormick. So McCormick putting together a pretty nice game here quietly for the Owls as well, as there's another tackle for the loss for our Owls defense.
Yeah, and like we've mentioned it all game, just this defensive line has been really setting the tone.
So second and 11 now from the Owls 38 is Cowdersport quarterback Coleman Freeman in shotgun formation. Two guys on either side. Sends a man in motion. Takes a snap. There's another handoff. But he's grabbed and wrapped up and brought down. I know McCormick's in on that tackle as well, but and that looks like freshman Luke Erickson in on the tackle as well for the Owls. So another nice play.
And he had that fumble recovery last week. Nice to see him back out there, you know, causing some ruckus up front.
And John Wright was on the carry for the Falcons. So with 6:30 to go here in the third quarter, Owls hold a 52-6 advantage. It's going to be third down and 8 now for the Falcons. Freeman puts a man in motion, and he hands it off to Drexler. Drexler around the far sideline, around end, and it looks like he's going to be close to a first down, but he just took a punishing hit from Malachi McCormick. Wow.
They are not making this decision easy for us at the end of this game.
No, they are not. But even though he took a punishing hit, he was able to get across the marker for another Falcon first down. So it's going to be first and 10 from the 27. Falcons have the ball lined up on the far hash mark as they're working from right to left here. Freeman and shotgun sends a man in motion, takes a snap. There's another handoff. This time to Drexler again. Drexler hit by Miller. And then finishing the play.
Malachi McCormick again.
Was it Malachi? I believe I seen Chase Neely in there as well to help out to bring him down. So a 7-yard gain that time for Drexler. That's going to bring up, that was John Wright on the carry that time. And it's Driscoll. I keep mispronouncing his name. Driscoll on the carry for the Falcons. But nearing 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Second and 3 from the 20 for the Falcons. They take the snap. There's another handoff. And end around this time it's to Wright. Wright breaks off of the far sideline, but he's hit by Wallace. And Wallace was able to bring him down, but not before another first down. That's going to bring up a first and goal in favor of the Falcons.
And Lucas Wallace, like you said, and just a freshman, but wonderful job these last couple of weeks with wrapping up tackles, the open field tackles. He's been phenomenal in that aspect.
Yeah, he's doing a real nice job, and I'm excited to watch him play for the next couple of years because he's just truly a really, really good athlete. So it's going to be first and goal now from the 9-yard line for the Falcons. Freeman takes a snap, and he hands it off to Driscoll. Driscoll up the middle, and he's hit hard, but in the end zone for a Falcon touchdown. So that's going to bump our score up to 52-12 here, 4:18 to go in the third quarter. So not a lot of reaction from either side after a touchdown run, a 9-yard touchdown run.
No. With a score like this, the running clock this late in the game, I think you can afford to maybe take your foot off the gas pedal a little bit, but got to be sure not to be complacent.
Driscoll in for the EP. The kick is up and good. It's going to give it a 52-13 advantage in favor of the Owls. You are listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Do you remember personal service? Real personal service, not self-service, not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service, the kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice, they care, and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kanjerski and his team are real people right here. Kanjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kanjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
WECM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Fields. The Owls hold a 52-13 advantage over the visiting Cowdersport Falcons. And Flynn, looks like Bradford has put in many of their reserve players here. As I see several guys I haven't seen in quite a while, including Jacob Bang and Luke Erickson. Jeremy Pierce in there as well on special teams for the Owls. Deep for the Owls is going to be, looks like Braylon Austin back there deep, along with Enzo Alio and Fabian Shirk. Into kick for Wonderly for the Falcons, and he gets the kick and is caught about the 28-yard line by DeCasper. DeCasper breaks the tackle and across into the center of the field, turns on the Jets, and he gets past one more before being brought down near midfield. But I do see a flag on the play. I didn't see anything stand out as penalty-worthy, but we'll see what the ref has to say.
Tackle made by Connor Van Wagenen. There is a flag on the play.
So we'll wait for the referees here as they join up. Regardless, it's going to give the Owls, again, wonderful starting field position. Oh, it's going to be a sideline infraction against the Owls. So must be, I'm guessing, one of the refs were tripped up a little bit there by one of the Bradford sideline.
I didn't catch that one myself.
So regardless, the Owls are going to keep possession of the ball. They're going to have first and 10 here. 4:08 left to go in the third quarter.
Looks like our starters are still out there as well for offense.
Man, it looks like many of them are, as I'm still waiting to see where they're going to mark the ball at. Looks like it's going to be somewhere near like the 20, around the 20. Wow. At the 20 exactly. So that must have been a 10-yard penalty, or a 15-yard penalty, excuse me. So regardless, first and 10 Owls from the 20-yard line as they're going to be working from left to right. And Flynn, you're right, I do see there's a couple of younger guys in there, but for the most part, the Owls do have their starters. And Kiesior, who was shaken up in that last series, is in fact back out on the field.
I don't know, a little confused here, Town taking his time out there. The play clock's going to expire.
In fact, it did.
Oh, they took the timeout.
They took the timeout, as will we. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports.
WQ98CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as the Owls have taken a 52-13 advantage. 3:43 left to go here in the third quarter. And quickly to note, Flynn, our Togee's Touchdown Sweepstakes contestant, all three are winners. So we're 3 for 3 so far tonight. Our winners are Kim Spinetti, Shane Ludwig, and also John Mays.
They took the starters out now.
They did take the starters out. So Lucas Wallace takes a snap from shotgun. He tries to pitch it to, look like DeGoyer. DeGoyer wasn't ready for it as the ball bounced forward. And I believe Cowdersport, Cowdersport recovered that as nobody went after the ball. I don't know if they thought it was a forward pass or what, but Cowdersport now going to take over first and 10 in the red zone of the Owls. So 3:26 left to go here in the third quarter. First and 10 from the 19 for the Falcons is a miscommunication by the Owls there.
Yeah, that one confused me a little bit there. I think just a little bit of miscommunication there. And like you said, maybe thinking it was a forward pass. Nobody really went for that fumble there.
So it looks like Cowdersport has quite a few of their younger men in as well here. Shotgun formation takes a snap. Freeman, there's a handoff. He goes up the middle, but he's hit and wrapped up. And again, a parliament of Owls able to bring him down, including, looks like, William Newman in on there, as well as Little was in on that, as we got an Owl player down on the field. Jace Geist also involved in that last tackle. Coach Puglio and Mona head out onto the field to tend to the down Owl. Must be he just got wrapped up under that pile. That was just a big pile under there.
Yeah, there was quite the dog pile of Owls players in there on that tackle, so maybe just knocked the wind out of him or twisted a leg weird or something. Hopefully he's all right, Mona. Like you said, she's the best around.
No doubt the best around is. All the players are on their knees here. Looking to see if we can catch anything. That might be a cramp, Flynn. It might be she trying to stretch him out down there, I believe. Regardless, let's talk about the, and he does pop right back up. And that was Braylon Little that was down for a moment there for the Owls, but walking off the field on his own power. Looks like he's holding his right thigh, so maybe just a Charlie horse or something there. But we got some decisions to make as far as our award winners tonight.
Neither of which are going to be an easy decision by any means.
No. I mean, I got a couple in mind, but we're going to have to discuss it, you know, when we take a quick break here at the end of the game and try to figure it out. We might have to arm wrestle over it or something, but we'll figure it out for
Flip
you.
Flip a coin.
So second and nine now for the Falcons as Freeman takes the snap and he hands it off to Driscoll. Driscoll off to the near sideline, and there's a huge hit. This time, Matthew DeCasper. Wow, another big hit. But not before Driscoll was able to gain about 8 yards there to put the Falcons close to a first down. So third and one now from the 11 for the visiting Falcons. It's the clock under 2.5 minutes in the third quarter. Freeman in shotgun formation takes the snap. There's a handoff, but he's wrapped up and brought down hard for a big loss in the backfield. That was, let's see, look at my roster here. That was Caleb Mackey with a tackle for loss. It's a big loss there. That's going to push the Falcons back to 4th and 7, so a 6-yard loss. So 4th and 7 now from the 16 for the Falcons as they're working from right to left here. They're obviously going to go for it. Freeman takes a snap. There's a handoff to Driscoll. Driscoll tries to bounce to the outside, but he's hit and brought down in another big hit, Flynn.
They've just, the physicality, even from these younger kids that we've subbed in now, is just unmatched tonight.
Yeah, that was one of the Miller boys out there with the hit that time. I take that back. That was Braylon Austin in on the hit. He's brought down short of the line of the game. So the Owls are going to take over possession after shutting down the Falcons. 1:33 left to go here in the third quarter. The Owls hold a 52-13 lead. They're going to take over 1st and 10 from the Roan 17 as they have freshman Lucas Wallace in at the quarterback position. Wallace takes a snap. There's a handoff. Busted to the far sideline. That's DeGoyer. DeGoyer across 25, across the 30, 35, 40 to midfield, 45, 40, 30, 20, down to the 10, the 5, touchdown Owls. Nick DeGoyer with an 83-yard touchdown run to really blow this game open, and no flags on the field. Flynn, what a play, what a run by DeGoyer.
And not only that, but again, just you cannot give enough credit to this offensive line tonight. The holes that they've been opening for the run game, the protection they've been giving our quarterbacks, allowing them to make their reads, you just cannot give them enough credit for how well they performed tonight. And this is something that they can build off. And if we take this energy and this performance in next week, we'll finish off the season with back-to-back wins.
So Keyshore grabs his holding tee, hands it to Lucas Wallace, who will take the snap and hold the ball this time for him. So Keith here looking to stay perfect on the night between field goals and extra point. There's the snap, the kick, and it's blocked this time. So the first one that he has missed tonight. So the score is going to stay 58-13, 1:09 left to go here in the third quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. On your season ticket, WESB Sports. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. The Owls hold a 58-13 advantage over the visiting Cowdersport Falcons. 1:09 remaining in the third quarter as it's gone quickly as the Owls have been on the mercy rule since the opening of the second half. Keyshore in kicks the ball off. Danny V receives it and he brings it across the 30, 35, and knocked down near the 30. Is take a look at my roster here. It looked like DeGolyer or DeCasper was in on that tackle.
I believe Braylon Austin was in there
Braylon
as well.
Braylon Austin, and I believe that was also Colton Miller. And we have another owl down, so we're going to take a short stoppage here as the both teams are going to head to their respective sidelines and switch their offensive and defensive units around. So, Flynn, huge run. Huge, huge run by DeGolyer. 83-yard touchdown run. First play of their drive after they were able to put up a defensive stand deep in their own territory there. So the Owls really firing on all cylinders so far tonight.
Yeah, and it's just like I said before the last break there, that you just can't give enough credit to the offensive line, how they performed all game. They've been opening up holes. They gave Talon enough time to make his reads. I'm not sure what he's at now, but I know after the first half he was well over 200 yards. We had a couple big touchdown passes. Right now, obviously, we're firing all cylinders, I'm sorry, but both our offense and defensive line have really been the stars of the show this game.
I couldn't agree with you more, as it's been real fun. As we just got a picture of the scoreboard, so a score update over in Smethport as they are playing Cameron County tonight. As Cameron County's really putting it to the Hubbers, they're up 40-12 near the end of the third quarter over there in Smethport. As we're trying to come up with some other out of town scores for you here, as our Owls player is still on the field, as he's got trainers from both Bradford and Countersport over there, as he went down near the Countersport sideline. So obviously the Falcon trainers were the first ones able to get to him. Not sure the player number, but he's being helped to his feet now. And he is going to limp gingerly off the field. And when I say he, that's going to be sophomore Braylon Austin. It's not Austin. That's Colton Miller being helped off the field by Coach Puglio and the irreplaceable Mona, as his Owl teammates tap his helmet to make sure he's okay and give him support. So Colton Miller being helped off the field as the offense and defense both head back to their starting positions. The Falcons are going to take over first and 10 from their own 38 as they're going to be working from right to left. Ball's marked on the far hash mark. In at quarterback for the Falcons is going to be Coleman Freeman. Freeman in shotgun formation sends a man in motion. There's a handoff to Drexel. And he's hit in the backfield and brought down. That's Matt DeCasper and William Newman with a huge loss and tackle for the Owls. So nice job there again. It's going to be about a 4-yard loss as the clock's under a minute to go here in the third quarter.
And we've done a great job blitzing this game. There's not much more you can say about that. We've done a great job applying pressure both on pass and run plays. We've had numerous tackles for losses and sacks. I can't say enough positive things about our defense this game.
So Countersport, not very many men on their team, but they do have as many of their underclassmen in as well as possible. There's the snap and the handoff to Dreskel. Dreskel, a spin move. There's a flag on the play, but he's hit and wrapped up by... And he's still driving forward, but he was hit and wrapped up by Lucas Wallace and then kept his legs moving to get the ball all the way out to the 45-yard line. But there is a couple of flags down on the field. It's going to be a face mask against the Owls. So even with a good run there, about 3-4 yards short of the first down, the Falcons are going to get a first down due to the penalty there. So 5 seconds left to go here in the third quarter as the refs stepping out yardage for the penalty. It's going to put the ball down at the Owls 40 and give the Falcons a first down. So again, 5 seconds to go here in the third quarter. The Owls up 58-13. Actually, that's going to run the clock out to end the third quarter. So after three quarters of play here in Bradford, the Owls are up 58-13 on senior night. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161 or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Team Miner is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, T-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Miner in Bradford is there for you. Team Miner provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Miner can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMiner.com and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Miner!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as again the Falcons get right on the ball and run a play while we were on commercial break, and they may wish that they didn't, as there was a good run by Driscoll, first down run by the Falcons, but he paid the price as Chase Geis laid the boom down on him. Another huge hit. But it's going to be first and 10 now from the 26-yard line. The Owls 26 for the Falcons. As Freeman takes a snap from shotgun, hands it off to Driscoll again. Driscoll weaving in and out of guys, but he's wrapped up and brought down. As that's going to be Jace Geist in on the tackle for the Owls. It's going to be about a yard loss to bring up a second down and 11. As the running clock continues to tick near the 11-minute mark quickly here.
And it's nice to see the backups and the JV boys keeping that same energy and physicality as our starters have all game.
So Cowdersport lining up for their next play, second and 11. Shotgun formation for Freeman. Freeman takes a snap, hands it off to Driscoll again. Driscoll bounces out to the near sideline. He breaks one tackle, but takes another punishing hit. And again, three plays in a row. That's Jace Geist. So two of those three plays are contestants for our Love Toyota Collision Center collision of the game. And dang. But yeah, I'm going to give credit where credit's due. Christian Driscoll's a tough kid because he's taken some shots tonight by the Owls.
Yeah, we've been extremely physical. We've been laying some big hits on everybody for these kids to be able to get right back up and do it again the next play. You know, you got to give them, like you said, credit where credit is due.
So third down and 11 now for the Falcons. Freeman takes the snap, another handoff to Driscoll again. Driscoll trying to get up the middle, but nowhere to go. He's going to lose another yard. This time it looks like William Newman, Caden Keyshore, and again, Jace Geist in on the tackle for the Owls. It's the clock now under 10 minutes to go. It's going to be fourth and 13 now from the 29-yard line for the Falcons. So after that big face mask penalty against the Owls, the defense is really, really stiffened up here for the Owls. And it looked like the Falcons broke the huddle, and then they were headed back to the huddle, but they broke it again, so maybe a little confusion on their end.
And the play clock is only at 5. They might have to call timeout here.
And they got it sorted out now. Freeman.
There it is.
There's the, and in fact, that is going to be a timeout. So, well, the teams are going through that, Flynn. I got our Toadies touchdown sweepstakes contestants, as I mentioned before. Perfect 3 for 3. So let's try to go 4 for 4 tonight. Our fourth quarter contestant is going to be Bill Castle. Bill, if the Owls score, you get a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If the Owls do not score, no fear, you're still a winner. Free lunch special from Toji's Substation. So again, the first three contestants, those contestants being Kim Spinetti, Shane Ludwig, and John Mays, have all won themselves free value pack meals from Toji's Family Restaurant, courtesy of the Owls scoring in each of their respective quarters that they were signed up for. So under 10 minutes, almost 9 minutes down to go here in the fourth quarter. The Owls with a big lead. They're up 58-13 currently. As they've got, both teams have their substitutes, and the Owls have all but one or two subs in, and the Falcons, it looks like they have as many as they can in. As the Falcons hurry to the ball. Freeman check on formation. Oop, looks like he drew, might be an offsides against the Owls. Nope, it's going to be a false start against the Falcons. So
I think the wide receiver jumped here as well as the lineman before our guys jumped.
So a little miscommunication there for the Falcons of what their snap count was going to be. So now it's going to be 4th and 18. So it pushes them back to the 34. They're still going to go for it, however. Freeman, shotgun formation, takes a snap, looking to pass, lets the ball loose. He's got a man down there, but three Owls as well, and it's almost picked off, but Elio and Wallace kind of bump into each other as they both went for the ball at the same time, and it fell harmlessly to the ground. So the Owls are going to take over on downs. And Flynn, just a quick note, our Owl player, Miller, Colton Miller, that was down earlier on the far sideline, he is, in fact, back out on the field. So good to see that. So must be just a Charlie horse or cramp or something along those lines. But either way, no harm, no foul, I guess. So 8:57 left to go here in the game. First and 10 Owls from the 34. Freshman Lucas Wallace in at quarterback. Takes a snap. There's a handoff to Miller. Miller across the 40, 45, up to near midfield before being brought down. And it's going to be definitely a first down for the Owls. They may have taken it all the way into Cowdersport territory. That was Keenan Miller on the carry for the Owls as the clock continues to tick here. Down to about 8:20 left to go in the game. It's going to be first and 10 Owls from the Falcon 49. Working from right to left here. Ball marked in the near hash mark. Lucas Wallace takes a snap. He's going to take it himself. He tries to go right up the middle, but he's caught and wrapped up, but he gets back to the line of scrimmage. So he called his own number on that play, but that hole that he had was closed up quickly. So that's going to bring up now a second down and 10 again from the Falcon 49. Wallace gets his play call, lets the troops know he's in the backfield. He's got Miller, Keenan Miller off to his right. Wallace takes a snap, looking to throw. He's got a man open. It's Enzo Elio. Elio catches it at the 25, down to the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Owls. Bradford puts another one in. It's going to be a 49-yard touchdown strike from Lucas Wallace to Enzo Elio to extend the Owl lead to 64-13. And the Owls really pouring it on here tonight.
Yeah, and just a great look and great pass there from Lucas Wallace. And obviously, Elio's speed there, he was able to beat his defender, and as soon as that ball was in his hands, there was no catching him.
None at all. With showing off his speed, that was incredible. Keyshore in for the extra point. The snap, the kick, it is up and no good. So Keyshore now 7 of 9 between extra points and field goals tonight, so... Oh, don't be frustrated, young man. You're doing a wonderful job. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big-screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket. And enjoy their new Sunday special, a medium pizza and a dozen wings for just $22. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to reserve a date for your holiday get-together. You'll always have a great time at the Family Bar with the Car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as the Owls again score, and they take a huge lead now over the visiting Cowdersport Falcons after Enzo Elio hauls in a 49-yard TD catch from quarterback Lucas Wallace and Flynn. That makes us 4-for-4 in the Togees touchdown sweepstakes. So congratulations to Bill Castle. Bill, you have won a free value pack meal from Togees Family Restaurant. Keesier in for the kick, another good one. It hits about the 20, but takes an unfortunate bounce and out of bounds to draw a penalty flag. So instead of getting it at the 20, the Falcons will take over first and 10 from about the, I believe it's the 35-yard line where we'll be marked at after that.
It'll be first and 10 for the Falcons from their own 35-yard line.
Yep, in fact, it is 35-yard line. Is that ball took an unfortunate bounce and out of bounds. So 7:25 remaining. again, the Owls up 64-13 over the Falcons. And this is not the way I expected this game to go, Flynn. I honestly thought it was going to be a heck of a lot closer than what it is.
Yep, I absolutely did as well. I'm pleasantly surprised, though, I should add.
Sure.
Very, very happily surprised.
So Freeman in at quarterback for the Falcons, takes the shotgun snap, hands it off to Driscoll. Driscoll tries to bounce it to the near sideline, but he's wrapped up and brought down by a combination of Caden Keyshore and William Newman. So there's about a 2-yard loss on that play. So it's going to be second and 12 now from the 33 for the Falcons as the clock goes under 7 minutes remaining in the game. So it's going to be Freeman still in at quarterback for the Falcons. Shotgun formation flanked on either side by his runners. Oop. There's a lineman that jumps, going to draw a flag. I believe that's going to be a false start. In fact, it is false start on against the Falcons. So push him back 5 more yards. It's going to be second down and 17 now from the 28-yard line. So it looks like the Owls have made a couple more substitutions there. Freeman ready for the snap, takes it, hands off to Driscoll. Driscoll tries to come up the middle. There's just nothing there as he's brought down by a combination of Owls. That was led by Tim Horick and also Caleb Mackey. Mackey also in to help out on that tackle. They get 1, maybe 2 yards on the play, but that's going to still bring up a 3rd and long. It's just going to be 3rd and 16 now for the Falcons from the 29-yard line. Falcons break their huddle. Freeman still in at quarterback. Again, he is flanked on either side. Sends a man in motion. Freeman takes a snap, looking to pass, has all kinds of time, and it's picked off. Brody Haviland picks off about the 32-yard line, and he runs it up across the 25 down to about the 20-yard line before being brought down. So Brody Haviland with a huge interception for the Owls. So Owls are going to take over possession with 5:34 left to go in the game here. Not real sure what happened there, Flynn, but Freeman had all kinds of time in the backfield there to find somebody.
And I'd like to mention, too, Brody's had himself quite a game on defense, not only offense, but on defense right now. He has 2 sacks. He had that forced fumble earlier and now an interception. So definitely a name to keep in mind for our MVP later.
Boy, there's a lot of them.
There is.
I'm telling you, we might be end up arm wrestling
it's,
over
it's
who the
It's not going to be an easy decision.
So the Owls take over 1st and 10 from the 20. Lucas Wallace takes a snap, hands it off to Tommy Langdon. Langdon towards near sideline, but busts it back towards the center of the field, but brought down after maybe just a yard or two gain. So Langdon just looking for some green to be able to run to, and just nothing there as the Falcons did a nice job pursuing him. So it's going to bring up 2nd and 9 now for the Owls from the 19. It's the clock now under 5 minutes to play here on senior night at Parkway Field. Lucas Wallace in shotgun formation. Keenan Miller off to his right. Wallace takes a snap, takes it himself. He's around the far end, across 15, down to the 10, cuts back into the 5, cuts back into the center and into the end zone for an Owls touchdown.
There are several
flags down on the far side of the field. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that one's going to be called back.
It was, yep. I think he called it a hold in there. I was trying to catch it.
I wasn't sure if it was hold or with such a quick cutback, a block in the back. But either way, it's definitely going against the Owls. We'll just see how bad the damage is going to be, which really not a whole lot of damage as the Owls are up by 51 points at this point with only 4.5 minutes to go in this game. So the referees start ticking off the yards. It's not as bad as I thought, only a 5-yard penalty, but it is going to call back a touchdown as Wallace called his own number, made a heck of a run, and did put it in the end zone, unfortunately called back. So it's going to bring up a 2nd down and 6 now for the 16 for the Owls. Wallace takes a snap, pitches it to the near sideline to Miller. Miller tries to make a move, and he keeps his legs moving as there's a bunch of Falcons around him, and the referees are going to call that one dead before the Falcons could even bring Miller to the ground there. So looks like maybe about a two-yard gain. In fact, it is a two-yard gain, so now it's going to be 3rd and 7 for the Owls. Is the ball now marked at the near hash mark? The Owls looking to punch it into the end zone, the school side end zone. It's Wallace in shotgun. Takes a snap, looking to throw. He's rolling out to the far side. He finds a man open. He gets a complete to Miller. Miller about the 15. Miller down to around the 10, and again, making it difficult for the Falcons to bring him down. And he's going to be just shy of the first down. Looks like it's going to be about 2 yards shy. So it's going to be 4th and 2 now for the Owls. And I'm sure at this point they're just going to, for the sake of running the clock out, they're just going to
I would expect just a simple run up the middle here.
In fact, they are, as Wallace and shotgun, flanked by Tommy Langdon and Keenan Miller. Again, 4th and 2. There's the snap, handoff to Langdon. Langdon busted to the far side near the sideline. He's definitely got the first down and close to the end zone, but it's going to come up short. It's two Falcon players ran into each other hard over there as Langdon was able to make one heck of a cut and one Falcon player slow to get up. But 2:51 left to go as the clock's going to stop for an injury over there. As our own Mona is headed across the field to see if she can offer her assistance. But the Owls went for it there, Flint, on 4th and 2, and Tommy Lang was able to take the handoff from quarterback Lucas Wallace, and he busted it off end of the right side and able to get to the sideline and pick up the first down and near it. Well, he did get inside the 5-yard line. As I can see, they got the ball marked at the 4-yard line. So when we do get back to action here, it's going to be 1st and goal from the 4 for the Owls.
Yeah, and with the score where it is, with the clock where it is, I would expect right now it's not about scoring. It's kind of just getting your younger guys some experience, getting them some new looks. You know, end of the season, we're up big like this. It's nice, I'm sure, for the younger guys to get in for good reasons and not because we're losing this time.
Yeah, not because the score's flipped like we've gotten accustomed to so far this year, unfortunately. So again, if you're just joining us, 2:51 to go here in the 4th quarter as we're celebrating the seniors, all 5 seniors for the Bradford Owls. And those guys are Talon Reese, Carter Cawley, Malachi McCormick, Evan Whitmore, and John Jasper are our 5 seniors for the Owls. So we're sending them off and out of Parkway Field on a high note. And next week, Flynn, we head up on the hill up to Kane. And I'm on the up-and-coming Kane Wolves.
I'm very excited for that game. I really think that one will be very, very competitive. I think it'll be a really close game.
I couldn't agree more with you. And on a personal note, I'm telling you, the food up there.
You keep hyping it up, and it just gets me more excited.
Oh, you're going to say thanks, Dad, after we get there. I'm telling you. Just remember, pack extra insulin as we're both, you gave me the diabetes here a while back, so we got to make sure we're taken care of and so we can pound down some food because we're getting hot dogs before we even go to the game. So it looks like the injured Falcon is up and walked off the field under his own power, and the clock starts again as Flynn continues to just give me a dirty look and shake his head. But it's going to be 1st and goal from the 3 as the Owls looking to punch another one in. Lucas Wallace takes a snap. There's a handoff. Keenan Miller right up the middle and into the end zone for another Owls touchdown. That's going to push the score up to 70-13 in favor of the Owls with 2:26 remaining here in the game.
And Another just example of our offensive line opening up holes there. I know right now this game isn't as, I don't want to say as serious, but not as energy driven as it was earlier. So I know with underclassmen on both sides, but still, you got to give credit where credit's due. Still a good run. Still a good, great job by the offensive line.
Sure. As Keyshore is in for the Owls' extra point. There's the snap, the kick. It's up, and he puts this one right down the middle. It's going to be 71-13 now in favor of the Owls. Under 2.5 minutes left in the game. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
You know it's coming. That colder weather is on the way. Make sure you're ready with a visit to Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford. It's not too early to start stocking up on wood pellets for your heating stove. If it's time to replace your pellet stove, see Worth Smith for their line of quality Harmon stoves. You'll also find a big selection of stove pipes and other heating supplies in stock. And don't forget the antifreeze for your RV. Be prepared for the weather ahead. If you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as we're nearing the end of the game. The Owls are up big over the visiting Cowdersport Falcons, 71-13. And Flynn, you weren't with us last year, but it was last year over in Cowdersport that the Owls ended that long losing streak they had going and getting their first win over this Falcons team in Cowdersport. And the Owls last year, as you guys have been following along, ended up winning 4 games, which was quite the accomplishment considering they were on nearly a 30-game losing streak at that point. So 2:26 left to go here. Keyshore in to kick off deep. He gets the ball off, another beautiful kick. Danny V catches about the 12-yard line. He takes off right up the middle, across the 30, breaks it to the far sideline, across 35 to the 40 before being hit and brought down. And the ball came loose, and it looks like the Owls have jumped on that ball. He took a huge hit. I'm not sure who it was that got him, but
it is recovered by Counter-Sports.
Not sure who got him, but that was a big hit on Danny V, causing a fumble, but the Falcons able to jump on it. So they're going to take over possession. It's going to be at the 49-yard line, so 2:14 left to go. And once we get the players in place, it's going to be 1st and 10 Falcons from the 49-yard line. As both teams have sent it in even more reserves, as I see for the Owls out there, Bailey Gage is out there. Fabian Shirk as well. William Newman still getting quite a bit of playing time this second half. And there's a snap and the handoff to Dreskel. Dreskel busts up the middle for a big gain of nearly 20 yards before being brought down. I'm not sure who had first hit there. I believe it was Bailey Gage with the first hit and then wrapped up by Peyton McCool, That was Will Newman who was able to bring him down. So Newman's got to have quite a few tackles there, Flynn. I think I've called his name a few times.
Got 5 listed for him so far.
Excellent. It's going to bring up 1st and 10 from the 33. Now from the Falcons, Freeman takes a snap, hands it off again to Dreskel. Dreskel off the end to the far sideline. Oh, another huge hit by the Owls. That's Peyton McCool laying. I don't know, Flynn. That was wow. And that. I don't even know what to say to that. It was just a mad. I mean, you've seen that Driscoll's head snap when he got popped right there.
Just so, the physicality of everybody on defense.
So under a minute to go here, 2nd and 1 now. Freeman takes the snap, hands it off to Dreskel again. Dreskel off to the near sideline this time, and he's hit and brought down about the 10-yard line. There's a Parliament of Owls out there. Looks like Fabian Shirk was the one to bring him down. Looks like Shirk as well as Will Newman, and I believe that's Jace Geist also in on the tackle. So the clock, 20 seconds to go. The Falcons 1st and 10. They take the snap, another handoff to Dreskel. Dreskel tries to go up the middle, but nowhere to go there. As this time it was Caleb Mackey able to bring him down, and that's going to bring this game to an end as the Owls lay it on the Falcons and win on senior night 71-13 to give them a 3rd win of the season here in game 9. give us a few minutes, and we're going to get some stats together as Flynn has a pile of them to go through. And we'll be back where we will do a scoring recap. We will also announce the Model T N MVP of the game, as well as the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, Gleason Construction, Donovan's Towing, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, Kinjerski Insurance, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as the Owls just finished off the Cowdersport Falcons, a final score of 71-6 in favor of the Owls, or excuse me, 71-13 in favor of the Owls, as it was a running clock the entire second half. So the Owls getting back in the win column after a tough loss last week to visiting Carnes City. So good for the Owls to get a victory. Flynn is continuing to add up the plethora of stats that we have over there, and we have some decisions to make as far as the Model T N MVP of the game and also the Love Toyota Collision Center Collision of the Game. But first, let's get to our scoring recap. Leading off the scoring was a Caden Keeshear with a 20-yard field goal early in the first half to give the Owls a 3-0 lead. Logan Kohler followed that up with a 55-yard touchdown catch from Talon Reese to make the score 9-6 as the Falcons were able to punch a touchdown in between there but missed the extra point. Not long after the Kohler touchdown, Enzo Alio picked a ball off and returned it to the house for a 65-yard pick six, and then another extra point by Keesior to give a 16-6 advantage for the Owls. The very next possession, Brody Haviland was able to punch one in from 14 yards out. Keesior again with an extra point to give the Owls a 24-6 lead. Tommy Langdon wanted to get in on the action, so the very next possession for the Owls, they had a 2-yard touchdown run, and Keesher again with another extra point to give the Owls a 31-6 advantage. And then one heck of a play by Sean Ward, a 10-yard pick six to give the Owls 37-6, and Keesher also another EP, so 38-6. Logan Kohler was able to haul in a Talon Reese pass for a 6-yard TD catch to give the Owls a 44-6 advantage, and Keesher again with a good extra point, 45-6 advantage at halftime for the Owls. So with the Owls being up plus 35 going into the second half, per PIAA mercy rule, it was a running clock the second half, but that did not stop the Owls at all. So with a 45-6 lead going into the third quarter, Tommy Langdon started off the scoring for the Owls with a 4-yard touchdown run. Keesher again with an extra point to give the Owls a 52-6 advantage. And then the very next possession for the Owls, Nick DeGoyer took one from 83 yards out to the house to put the Owls up 58-13. Soon after, Enzo Alio was able to haul in another Talon Reese touchdown throw, this one for 49 yards to put the Owls up 64-13. And then right towards the end of the game here, Keenan Miller was able to get in on the scoring action as he had a 3-yard touchdown run and Caden Keesier in for the extra point. So all told, Caden Keisher was 8 of 10 in extra points slash field goals. One for one, the 20-yard field goal. And then he had one field goal blocked, and then he just pulled one to the right, or excuse me, to the left to miss another one. But just an excellent, excellent special teams play by the Owls tonight, not only with Keyshore with his kicks, but also their punt return coverage, which the Owls only punted, I think, twice tonight, Flynn. And also just excellent job on the kick returns tonight as well, both when they received the ball and also when they were kicking off themselves. So again, the Owls go up and win 71-13 over the Cowdersport Falcons. And Flynn, how you doing on stats over there?
There's a lot.
There is
there's
a lot.
There's a lot on both sides of the ball tonight. We just dominated. There's no other way to put it. There's as you said, a plethora of stats for both sides of the ball. Talon Reese with 210 passing yards, those two big passing touchdowns. Tommy Langdon, he had 36 rushing yards, two rushing touchdowns. He had a couple tackles on defense. Nick DeGolier, of course, with that 83-yard rushing touchdown at the end of the game there. And on defense, he had five tackles and a deflection. Logan Kohler, 98 receiving yards. He's a big player every single game in the passing game. And, of course, you know, Sean Ward, three tackles. He had a deflection. He had our first pick six.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then Enzo Elio with three deflections of his own and a pick six of his own as well.
Yeah, he also had a 49-yard touchdown catch Elio did there for courtesy of Talon Reese. So I just want you to know that I'm making an executive decision here, Flynn, as far as the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game goes.
Hit me.
I'm making it the executive decision. I'm giving it to Peyton McCool.
Right
towards the end of the game, he knocked that kid right out of his shoes right down here.
That one, we both just looked at each other and had nothing to say.
Unreal.
I completely agree with that. But on the flip side, I'm going to make an executive decision for MVP then.
You know what? You're the stats guy.
There's one name I did not mention in the stats a moment ago, and he is my MVP to the game, and that's going to be Brody Haviland.
Brody Haviland.
Brody Haviland. 30 rushing yards, including that rushing touchdowns on offense, but his night on defense was insane. Four tackles, two sacks, he had a forced fumble, and towards the end of the game there on the last drive, an interception. He had himself a game on defense, so I'm going to make an executive decision there.
All right, and on top of that, offensively for Haviland, he had that 14-yard touchdown run in the first half. I think that came right at the end of the first quarter. So, Flynn, I'm okay with your decision. So, our Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game is going to go to Peyton McCool. Congratulations, Peyton. And our Model TN MVP of the game is going to go to none other than Brody Haviland. So, congratulations, guys, on your awards. And it was fun to call this game. The final score, 71-13 in favor of the Bradford Owls. For my broadcast partner, Flynn, and our producing engineer, Nick, I'm Mark Irvin. This has been Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.